Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I know those of you watching the intro could see my whole screen, so you're probably like, what is this kid doing? But the Facebook video, the live thing dropped again. I'm about to just give up on doing that whole shebang of trying to stream on both at the same time because the Facebook one always fails. It didn't even get 3 minutes into the intro, so everybody I tagged just had to watch the video drop. But whatever, so we'll deal with that later. For anybody that was watching on Facebook, I'll re-upload this later on when it's done and ready to download. Put it in high def over there anyways. So what's going on, everybody? Paul Knight, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, I'm breathing.
That's a surprise.
Hello.
It's good to see you back.
Yep.
We have Gloria Canata, who's looking extra sexy tonight. She looks like the Catwoman.
Rare.
Yeah, especially with the Mandela
Oh, shut up, Paul.
road
Hey, what's up, everybody in the chat? Sorry if the Facebook crashed on you guys, but just remember, it's always a better idea to come here. It's in higher definition and it's a regular video. The Facebook is a screen share off of this, so the frame rate's like choppy and it just keeps failing on me. But it's good for me to try and get people over, but I'm not going to worry about it too much. Yeah, Joey's in the chat. He said he's got a new Mandela effect for us. All right, Joey, don't go nowhere. We're going to just open up the show and we're going to get right into Mandela. So when we get there, I definitely want to hear it from you. Or if you want, send it to my Facebook inbox while we're waiting. So last week, we had a really good show. We had Keith on the show. Remember Gloria? Keith Landy, a friend of ours. I'm pretty sure you knew him probably well before I did. How long have you known Keith?
Probably a year, I think.
Yeah, so I know Keith from being on Brian McFarland's show, who we'll talk about in a minute as well. Brian is one of the bigger Mandela channels and somebody who's been nice enough to have me on a lot, especially when I first started doing videos. So I want to give him a shout out. And me and Gloria were on his show last night. And Keith is somebody that's been a guest on there frequently, so we know him from that. So me, Keith, and Gloria last week, we talked a lot about the Mandela effect. We talked pretty much exclusively about the Mandela effect for the most part, but we got not just about residue and stuff, although there was a lot of new ones. We talked a lot about what we think the causes are, and we've had some of the same theories for a while, Gloria, but they've kind of evolved a little bit. Later on in the show, Paul has been looking into a little deeper back into the history of the Mandela effect, where maybe it could have originated and some other causes. So we're going to address that a little later on in the show. And I don't know. It was just a really interesting show last week. And this week, if you liked last week, you're going to really like this because we're going to get a lot deeper this week, a lot deeper into it. And for all my flat Earth friends out there and stuff, I'll get to you guys in a week or two. Me and Paul are going to do a top 10 proofs type of show. So that'll be on another show. So for right now, I wanted to bring up a really interesting thing that Gloria was talking about. And my friend Kimberly had messaged me this a couple months ago talking about, because she lives in North Carolina. And she literally messaged me, and she's one of the people, she's the only person that personally messaged me about the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and being there and being up to the torch. And she was freaking out about it. And she notices a lot of like personal things. And she had messaged me that these islands just popped up off the coast of North Carolina like overnight. And I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I believed her, and I went and looked, and sure as hell they were there, and they were never there before. And now there's all these beaches that Gloria, they're appearing, but they're disappearing by like erosion, but then they're reappearing. Like, it's not like they're just eroding and then they're gone. So oh, we're saying vanishing beaches. They're coming back.
Then, but they're not disappearing from erosion. You wake
Yeah,
up in the morning and they're completely gone. And
I
then
know.
what
Yeah, that's
came
what
back
they'll say.
30 years later? 30
Yeah.
years. Perfect. Just the way it left. Perfect. Sand and all. Everything was there like it never left. And then the other one, I don't even know where it was, to be honest with you. And then there was another one a few miles down that came back 10 years later. Like it never left. That's freaky. That's
Yeah,
freaky.
it's crazy, and there's a lot of them. Did you send me pictures for some of them? Is that what you sent me?
I sent you pictures.
Yeah, you sent me two of them. You sent me two of the beaches. I'm going to bring up the images, so we'll give it a minute to load, and then maybe we can talk about it for a second, because you gave me like a side-by-side type of comparison thing.
That's the one in the UK, in Cornwall, UK.
All right, well, let's show that real quick.
The Port Leven, I think it's called. Port Leven Beach.
See it?
I'm looking at my notes. Yeah. Okay. Tell me how that happens. How one day you wake up in the morning and the beach looks like the picture on the right. The beach is gone. It's completely gone, Brian. Look. And then it came back one day and it was back to the beach on the left.
That's crazy. And it's not just one either. It's a bunch of them.
Oh, there's so many of them. They're all around the world. There's so many of them. And that one, like I said, is in the UK. And that one disappeared in 2015 overnight. Two beaches. It was two of them. Two beaches. And came back just looking like they never left. They came back.
Gloria, look at the
screen. Okay, I'm sorry.
Look at my notes. Yeah, no, yeah, look at our screen. I'm sharing the other picture. I want you to talk about it.
That's a 6-foot wall. That one, that's a, let me see. That one's in North Carolina. Okay. So I have to put foot wall more in North Carolina. Yeah. That's a 6-foot wall of sand. That whole beach completely disappeared. Okay. And came back just the way it looks right now.
Overnight. It didn't disappear over even 5 years, never mind 20. It disappeared overnight. It was just gone.
Just disappeared. And it was a 10-foot cliff, right? And it just came out of nowhere. 6 feet of sand returned out of nowhere.
Hey, Gloria.
Yes, love.
Joey said Gloria is a fox.
Thank you, whoever said that. I'm not reading the chat. I'm reading my notes. Oh, Joey said that.
Oh no! Look at his comma. Joey, I saw that you made that comment on a post, and I meant to comment because you were talking about Gloria. Read Joey's next comment at the bottom about there were no commas or full stops in the Bible, but now there's stuff in there. And Gloria had showed us like semicolons and colons and all other types of punctuation and hyphens in the middle of Jesus' name, and all this is in the Bible now. Gloria, why don't we step aside real quick and elaborate on that while he brought it up?
You know, and I wish I would have marked it down because I don't remember what page it was. But it was like two or three pages. And everywhere, sorry, my coffee went down the wrong way. And everywhere that it's so Mary or Mary Magdalene, it was Mary, M-A-R-A. It was like Jesus, J dash. Everything was a dash in between the letters. And I didn't mark it down because I got so, I started looking at other things and then I completely forgot. And believe me, you know, if you don't remember what verse that was, it's like almost impossible to find it again, unless you go through the whole book. But the whole thing was done like that, the whole thing. And then there was one part of the book where Jesus, anybody whose name started with a T or a J was replaced with an L. So it was Lesus, and it was Lamas instead of Thomas. And I was like, oh, my God, what is this? This is in my book, okay? So, and then I looked on the Bible study one on the internet, and it had the same thing. It was the same way. I just don't remember what I did with it. So all the J's were replaced by L's.
How about while we're on it, and Joey's asking questions about the Bible. We were going to do the Bible stuff a little bit after the new Mandelas, but why don't we just get right into the new stuff or some of the big ones? I mean, even the nasty one that you said you weren't sure you wanted to say, I think we should come out with it right now.
All right. Well, everybody knows. Huh?
Let's lead off with that little. You know the verse I'm talking about, right?
This, yeah. Paul, shut up while I do this, because it's really nasty. Okay, so we know when everybody started taking the Bible changes, right? The one that got hit the hardest and the first was the King James Bible, and nothing else, just the King James Bible. And now it's like I said, it's all of them. So I started doing a little looking into, you know, different books. I don't even know if I want to say this. Okay, the GNT, which is the Good News Translation, has I can't say this word. Leviticus 15:2. Okay. For the people of Israel, when any man has discharge from his penis, the discharge is unclean.
Well, lovely.
That is in the Bible, guys. Okay. Look it up in the Good News Translation. That's the one I didn't want to
say. Was that the same guy who was hung like a donkey?
No, that guy was in the King James Bible, and she likes her women hung like donkeys. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, what we talked about before, and, you know, I brought this up because I didn't bring it up to tell people, oh, nah, you were wrong. They were right. Because they would always use the argument that planets aren't in the Bible, but planets are in the Bible. But they weren't in the Bible. These people aren't wrong. They weren't using a bad argument then. But now, planets are in the Bible, and people will come at me so hard for saying that they're not in there. Or then they'll give me the definition of how they're supposed to mean constellations. I get that, and I know planets aren't real, and I know they're not supposed to be in the Bible. But the word wasn't in there before. I mean, you can say it's taken out of context or whatever you want to say, but it wasn't in there, and now it's in there. And aliens isn't aliens in there now?
Yeah, aliens in there, and people will say, "Oh, well, it represents something else." Yeah, maybe those five verses did, but then you find that one verse that says the alien. I don't even remember it, Brian. Do you remember it? Something like they came by ship, and we have to fight the aliens, and something like that, or through air. I mean, that's. Yeah. It's completely different. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to – where's Joey? He asked me if it was – I can't say that word. I tried to say it last night, remember?
Leviticus.
Yeah. It's just like – it's a tongue twister.
Right. Joey, is that right? Leviticus? Tell me if I'm right. I think that's right.
It is. But there's – I'll go through one more, and then we can go to something else. And this is Leviticus 21:20. Now, this one is in the English Standard Version, okay, the ESV. And this is how the sentence starts out, lower capital O. No capital. It starts out like a half a sentence. And it says, or a hunchback, or a dwarf, or a man with a defect in his sight, or itching disease, or scab, or crushed testicles.
It's not Brian, that is it? It matched all him.
Yeah, can you say that again about the crushed testicles? Because that's crazy that's in there. Say it one more time, please.
My leg just fell asleep up in my ass once. Okay, and that is the English Standard Version, okay, Leviticus 21:20. Or, like I said, now this starts with a lowercase o, okay, even though it's the beginning of a sentence, or a hunchback, or a dwarf, a hunchback is a real good one, or a dwarf, or a man with a defect in his sight, or an itching disease, or scab, or crushed testicles. Nobody's allowed with crushed testicles. Come on, guys. You got to have something other than just breathing on that one. That's completely, that is so ludicrous. It's ridiculous.
Definitely. Oh, it is ridiculous.
Should have got some cream for that itching.
You're so stupid, Paul.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
I want to
come back to the Bible ones, if you don't mind, if we around a little bit, and because there's something I really want to show that you did, and I want to talk about the geography a little bit. So
I have to jump around, my leg fell asleep. I can't hear you, Brian.
No, I know. I was just typing back to Joey. All right, so No. Okay, I'll move the mic back a little bit. I am Darth Vader. I am a Sith Lord. I work for the dark side. I'm wearing a Boston shirt. I'm wearing a sports shirt today, which maybe might piss off the truth community because they're not allowed to like a sports team anymore. So, to those people that want to be pissed, right here, buddy. All right, so what I wanted to say is, as we know, there's been lots of geography changes. The biggest one, obviously, being South America, maybe not obvious, but for me, it's, you know, it's been number one, number two Mandela for me all time out of all of them, is South America isn't underneath Mexico anymore. It's like 1,000 miles east. And you got, most of you guys know this, but for those of you that don't, go look at it. You ask somebody, hey, where's South America? They'll tell you, under North America, underneath Mexico. It's not. I mean, a little bit of it is. Now it's way over to the right, like 1,000 miles to the east, really close to Africa. And because it's moved so far to the east, the way the tip of Mexico comes down, it can't hit the top now. It hits the side. But the thing is, everything changes with the geography. So all the maps and everything are changing. So it's very hard to keep track of it. So what Gloria has done, what other people like Lone Eagle have done, a few other channels out there, is they trace, or they put markers in a computer program. And Gloria hand-traced a bunch of islands on the maps that we were suspecting might shift and might move on the map. And then she goes back and looks at her own physical map, and the islands have shifted. And she didn't just draw basic shapes. Like, she drew like intricate detailing around all the little pieces of land of a lot of different land masses, and a whole bunch of them have moved. And I mean, we know just by looking at things like South America, Cuba now. Cuba used to be a little island where I'm from. Now it's like as big as Florida. And Gloria, you said the location of it has changed.
Completely. Because I mean, living in Florida, we always, you know, when I first moved here like 15 years ago, you would pay attention to the Weather Channel all the time because we had so many hurricane threats. And Cuba used to be off to the right. It wasn't underneath Florida. It was way off to the right because that's how we would go, okay, you know what? It's near Cuba right now. We know how much time before, you know, it hits Florida. Now it's like, it doesn't even make any sense. And the islands are like Bermuda, and that was never like that. No, I don't care what anybody says. No way was that like that. Nope.
Never. So can you please pull out the maps that you have shown me?
Brian, do you have the pictures?
I don't. If you can resend them to me, that'd be good, and I could screen share. It'd be better.
Well, I could probably find it. And let me explain how I did this. You see, you can't just trace it because your trace is going to move, okay? And you'll probably never know it. So what I do is I go in and I mark all the little islands next to it and how far away they are, and I circle them. I point an arrow right to them so I know exactly if they even move location. And the picture I had sent you is – the big one right now is California. I don't know if you guys could see this right over here. California. Yep. California had these four little islands, right? Now, when you look, there's eight islands. There's another four islands over here that were never there before. Okay. So, like, you see these little arrows, I mark them, and then I put notes in the back, you know, or...
Yeah. They're destination hotspots now, just like the fucking beaches of Oregon, right?
Yeah, the beautiful white sand beaches of Oregon, yeah. And you know, there's a couple of changes. I have to go through them again. See, like over here in the Bahamas, I marked down everything. And let me tell you guys, I did this with a flashlight outside and a magnifying glass.
The detail on that, guys.
Yeah,
well, hold on. Notice- I'm going to lock the picture on you. Hang on. Hang on. That should keep you on the big screen now, even when we talk. Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to find something right here. Okay, Bahamas, see this right here?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
See how intricate I did all these islands, mark them? Yep. That's completely new. That's never been
all
there.
Of that. Yeah, that's definitely new.
Anything that
I did not around it at all, because that wasn't even there at all. And it's right next to where you drew around the Bahamas, so you would have drawn around that.
And over here I wrote there's six islands and all this stuff, and that's completely new. Which I just noticed today, because when I was talking to you yesterday and I was showing you, I didn't see that. So, yeah. So if anybody pulls out a map of California, which I thought this was kind of bizarre, having the four of these little islands here, there are now eight. But the thing with the eight, they're not sandbars. You can go to these eight islands on vacation. They're vacation hotspots, Brian. I mean,
it's great.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody lives there full time, but it's hotspots, destination hotspots. Yeah.
It's great.
I'd be surprised if you don't wake up tomorrow and it's a flat earth map.
Yeah.
Or wake up tomorrow in
California. Yeah. If they take out their maps, they'll see it.
What's crazy is for the people that live in these areas and don't see it, like, for instance, Gloria, we've talked about this many times, and everybody knows my number one Mandela effect all time is the Statue of Liberty, Black Tom, and Ellis Island and all that. And there's so much that's involved in that. I know that's kind of wrapping a lot up in one. But you're from New York. I mean, you always knew it was Ellis Island. I've always known it was Ellis Island. There's plenty of residue for us to show that it was Ellis Island. And then there's the people that even live in New York that don't see it. Or, what about the ones with all the new bridges in New York, Gloria? You've seen that, I'm sure, right?
I remember that video, but I think there was like three bridges they were talking about, right? But those
There was like five now. There was five.
I don't remember the five, but yeah, there are bridges. There's a rubber. They were actually, the one that they were questioning was a rubber zonal bridge, because everybody was like, they take the ferry because there's no bridge to get into the island.
No, I know that bridge is there. That bridge is all over the 9/11 footage.
Yeah, but that's, somebody made a bit of Mandela.
Paul, you know the GIF I made that shows the towers and the bridges walking in the background? That's that bridge she's talking about, the Verizon.
Yeah, but that was a Mandela, because people, and I mean, Brian, a lot, that freaked me out. I mean, a lot of people said, you know, they live on Staten Island. What the hell is that? They've never seen that before. What is everybody talking about? They take the ferry every morning. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, so apparently some people that are on
there would have been no need for the ferry for all those people with all the bridges that they have.
The bridges, I know the bridges. I've lived there. I know the bridges. But a lot of people have never seen them. And that kind of freaks you out, because you think, okay, you know, every day I go onto the Verrazano Bridge to go into Brooklyn to work. And these people, some of them take the ferry because they don't see the bridge. It doesn't exist to them.
Yeah, well, it's like we talked about last week. It's like the way the Mandela effect probably works, the way it's tied into our collective consciousness, is our collective consciousness works at a frequency. So to all these things, when they change, it's either the frequency is being altered or it's intersecting with another one and it's creating something different out of it. And then the way it all goes around us all and the way we all intersect with it, we don't all perceive it at the same time. And maybe we don't even all never mind the same time. Some people just never perceive the same as us. Ever. Like, they always perceive the new thing, and the old thing, it's just, they never, I don't know, they never from day one perceived it that way, maybe.
Yeah, right? And yeah, that's the, honestly, to be honest with you, that's the only
yeah,
thing.
Some of them, but with C-3PO, nobody remembers the silver leg. I always come back to that, so everybody is affected. But I just think it's a lot more complicated than it's just like this wave that comes over us, or we're jumping into another timeline. That just wouldn't work, because there wouldn't be incremental changes. We'd have the same Mandelas across the board. We've talked about this. It can't be time travel, because there wouldn't be residue. There's some things we can eliminate, you know? And I don't like to say like we know it all, because we know very little about what the hell's happening here, you know? But there's some things we can eliminate, at least if based in the way that people talk about time travel and think about it generally. Maybe it could be done another way and there would be residue. But the way we think about it, there wouldn't be any residue. It'd be a totally different timeline that you'd be on.
Right. That to me, that sounds right. There's another thing I want to bring up too, if that's okay.
Oh, it's not okay.
Okay. Wait. Okay. We have. I just want people that are familiar, you know, that know this kind of stuff, because I'm not that good with it, but to take a look. Mexico, right in between here, and tell me that these islands have always been here.
No, they haven't been there. And look how big the Baja is. I mean, it's like four times bigger than it used to be.
Yeah. So I actually, okay, over here, yeah, these two islands I wrote, these are new. See, because they're not traced. And then this here, this one popped up on September 25th of 2018, this little island right here that I saw. So, you know, if they want to, anybody's good with this stuff, you can go and take a look at it. And I just want to show you here, Brian. Where am I? Here. You see the way I traced, and you see how the line has moved?
Yeah. Well, it moved in a lot on the coast. The coast looked like it got a bite taken out of it, like a couple bites, like Australia did. Could you have a picture of Australia handy so we can show people?
I have Australia, but the one that I'm trying to find is Denmark, because that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Denmark. Yeah, you talked about Denmark.
If you can pull up a picture of that, because for some reason,
it looks like a deformed pear now.
It looks like it's disintegrating. Honestly,
you have to grab that. Denmark's a pear like the earth.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like. See if you could pull up a picture of it. Oh, I found it. Okay, I found it. So now on here I wrote, wow, changes. That was also in September. Okay, look at this. Now, if you notice here, I traced it perfectly, right? So I would have went inside if all this actually.
Yeah, guys, doesn't Paul, 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 look at it. Paul, come on. Look at the top of Denmark. It looks like a pan now. It did not look like that.
Yeah, look. All this is hollowed out right here. I mean, I would have went in there and traced it. See how I went here and I went around?
Can you tell people when you traced this?
This?
Not that it matters, because the map didn't leave your possession, so it shouldn't change. But when did you trace it? A year ago? 2 years ago? A week ago?
This book, I started about 7-8 months ago. And I go back and I always look at it, and then I make notes. I make notes on it. I didn't trace every country on here, because just to do one takes hours, you know?
Imagine. Look how – I mean, I couldn't even hold my pen that steady unless I held it in my new left hand with all its abilities. But, you know, I can't hold a pen that steady. I'd be all over the place. That takes a lot of work.
And some of these islands are so teeny, but, you know, I mark an arrow to exactly the point to where they start. This way I could even see if they shift, you know?
Well, you've got to start scanning. You have a scanner?
No.
I want to have copies so I can back them up too, and just have them, and maybe put them in a computer program, and you know, do the markers or whatever needs to be done. I see how the guys do it a little bit, but I'd look into it a little more to make sure I do it right. But I think I should back it up as well. But your paper version is definitely the best way. But let's have. What if you had a? I don't want to say a house fire. But what if you lost your
pictures? I took pictures of them though too.
What if your house burns to the ground? And
and I'll save my pets in my book.
First thing you save is the map, all right?
Yeah, but I take pictures of them. Okay, now I want to show you something here. And this was actually something that I just found the other day. Okay, with Australia. Okay, you see how intricate, you see how intricate all this is, right? All this here. Now look at
Can I point out one thing before you get into the islands?
Yeah.
Put your finger back on there. Put it up. Put your finger back on there.
No.
I'll slide it to the right where the big indent is. More to the right. Right. Other way. Your other side. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. That water area right there. Yeah. That was not there. Now, most people that are into Mandela already know this, and you're tracing it after we already know about that change. But if you haven't looked at Australia or looked into the geography of the Mandela effect before, that's huge. I mean, that's like a huge chunk taken out of Australia. Australia was much more rounded at the top. Paul, what do you remember about that little area of Australia? Do you remember that being always taken out like that?
I'm trying to see it now. Well, she's on the small screen. I'll click on it now. It's weird because there's a thing. What's the islands called above it now? Papua New Guinea, places like that.
And what's it? What is this? What is this new island right here?
Don't know about that one.
Are you seeing it good on the screen? This new island right there.
Yeah, I can see it vaguely. It's hard.
See, I remember it being more circular and not.
There you go. That's better. Yeah, I see it. Yeah,
not sticking up to Papua New Guinea. It was more curved.
Yeah, curved right over that whole water area, that indent. That wasn't there for me. That's like Canada. Canada, for you guys that don't know, and most of the people listening here are probably from the United States, I would assume. Look at Canada now. Just bring up a map of Canada. You know, I'll do it real quick because I have it handy. It's in my Mandela Effect folder. Hang on. Canada looks like the top right third of it has completely been decimated by the ocean. Like, it's real crazy. This is a map. I really need to show this. Glow, I'm going to show this real quick on my screen, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then we'll come back to the Australia. Just because I want to show people some of the real big ones for the people that aren't on board with this yet. I think it'd be helpful. Oh, here we go. And it's just – all right, look at this, guys. Look at Canada. Can you guys see my mouse cursor too, me moving it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, look at this. This big chunk was not taken out of Canada. I know I'm not an expert on Canada, but I mean, I have been there 17 times. Granted, I was over here, you know, Montreal. I wasn't way up here. I have other friends, you know, that I talk to about the Mandela effect that are from Canada and they're not from this area, you know, but they don't remember it ever looking like this. And here's the big one. I mean, here's South America. South America for me was underneath Mexico, and the top and bottom of Mexico came right here. To the top of South America and the Panama Canal.
East
to west. Yeah. All my life, the Panama Canal was east to west, and you would picture it perfectly east to west, and it would connect the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean, and it's the way that they go around, not have to go all the way around to Cape Horn, around both continents, blah, 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 blah. Now Australia, South America is so far east, like 1,000 miles east towards Africa, that this tip of Mexico have to hit it on the west side. Now look at the Panama Canal. It's virtually north and south. You got a little bit of a northeast southwest thing going on, but it's nowhere like the way it was. Here's the Baja of California that Gloria was showing with the islands that are in there now. This Baja was never this big.
Uh-uh.
And also Alaska. Now I know that Alaska is very close to Russia. And for me, it's always been a few hundred miles. I want to say like 200 to 400. Now it's only 55 miles, and it's always been that way. Then
that's what I remember.
What?
I'm your opposite way. It was that close.
Oh, you remember it that close?
Yeah, that's just the only one I know because of from watching TV and over the years.
Yeah, I don't you remember.
Know, I used to watch programs, you know, we're like, what's it called now? You know, when they go fishing in the Bering Sea and things like that.
Yeah,
I know. Say they were that close to Russia.
Yeah.
Canada looks like it's disintegrating. I'm sorry. That doesn't look right to me at all.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. Look at fucking Cuba. This is what we were talking about, guys. Guys, you guys remember Cuba? The Cuba Missile Crisis? Cuba was this little island that nobody was scared of. You know, it was just like then all of a sudden there's the Cuba Missile Crisis. It was like this size, like this island, but over here. Like right here, though. It wasn't way over here. And it wasn't dude, what is this? Dude, look at the size compared to Florida, which cuts off right
above. Brian, on that Canada, like I said, you know, I'm into history and all that, and you know, when they was doing the fur trapping and all that in the early years, you know, the French versus the English, and they were struggling, they were going down the rivers and everything. Basically, if you look at that map, why would it be so hard? There's that much open water. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I just remember from what I've seen of all tiny rivers, Canada being like more full and not like a big gaping hole in the middle.
Yeah, there was never a big gaping hole like that. It's fucking crazy.
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like eventually we're gonna be able to walk to all these different countries or drive because they're so connected, and it looks like they're all being smushed together.
That's what I said to you. You'll wake up next in a few weeks, and it'd be like an AE flat Earth map. They're all curving, they're all going to meet each other in the middle, and then it'll say, "Oh, it's always been flat."
Yeah, right. And they won't get away with that, no way.
Hey, Brian, they'll do what we said. And you've mentioned it many times, how the moon landing never existed.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that got Mandela affected somehow and the moon landing was never done, so then they can redo it with better technology and graphics and stuff they have now, kind of update it to refool the masses. It wouldn't surprise me at all. You could get it out of the indoctrination schools and everything within two generations, easy, maybe less, maybe like 20 years. You could get it out, and then you could just redo it and make it look a lot, you know, obviously a lot better than it looked in 1969 with that joke.
It's not because in it, you see, I've seen films, and we've all said it, like in the 1930s and 40s, really good footage. And then it's like 69, it's like
1920s, Paul. There's films from the 1920s that are crystal clear compared to that moon landing bullshit.
Well,
that's really the easiest, you know. That I mean, you don't have to talk to me about the shape of the earth and none of that if you don't want to, but just do yourself a favor. The moon landing's called the greatest accomplishment of all time. Just take a look and see if it happened. Okay? And then you can go from there, make your own conclusions, make your own investigations. Take a weekend. I'm not even asking you to take months. Take a weekend and look into the Apollo program. And if you need to know where to start, I have a great playlist for beginners. It'll start you right where you need to start with just a few videos. There's also a radio interview that me and Justin did in 2012 exposing the moon landing hoax. It's all right in my playlist. Just go to my main channel, the Brian S. Stavely channel. This is broadcasting live now on the backup, but you might see it on the main one later. If you're not on the main one, go to the main one. Just scroll down on the playlist. It's like the fourth playlist down right under the Mandela one is the moon hoax. So,
Brian, I got one more. Do you want me to just show them one more?
Yeah, I was actually going to come back to you right now with the Australia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get sidetracked.
Paul, I have Ireland. Ireland. Now, if
blame you, Paul.
What? Okay. You
blame me for everything.
Wait, I have to put my screen on, my large screen, so I can see what I'm doing. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Now you see all these little islands that are marked down, right?
Yes.
And then you see where I wrote all new islands in there.
Yes.
Okay. Those were never there before. Yeah. Right in here. Because like I said, if you look, I have them all marked. These are all new islands right here.
Guys, look at the detail she did around all the border of this. That's all her black marker, her black pen or whatever, all around the country to catch these shifts. Like, this is a lot of work, Gloria.
I know.
I didn't even know you did this myself, even though I do a show with you every week. I didn't even know you did this till you showed me, like, what was it, 2 days ago, 3 days, whenever it was this week.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were even tracing like that. I remember once you mentioned it to me, you had done some tracings, but you stopped. I didn't know you did it that detailed. Like,
what'd you think? Wow. I took out a coloring book and I was coloring with crayons? Yeah, it is a lot of work. And you got to really take your time because, you know, you got to look through a magnifying glass, get every little dot and every little island and mark the lakes and all that stuff and how far this way and how. It's a lot of work. But, hey, you know what? Look, I went back. They're changing. There are islands that were never there before. And then you see some of my tracings, which are the lines aren't there anymore. The continent, everything is shifting. Everything is shifting. But I have to do the rest of the book. I haven't did, you know, like I said, because it does take a lot of work, but the ones that I showed you, yeah, they have changed.
I will say one thing. You wasn't drinking when you was doing it, was you? Shaking like that.
Shaking. Yeah. No, but I was shaking doing it because it's hard to get, you know, like every little crease in there, but you know, but it's worth it. You can go back and look at it. It's worth it.
All right. I'm ready to show some new Mandela effects. How about you?
Me?
Well, I'm going to show them. Are you ready for me to show them?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you, since I'm just leaving the camera on you right now. Smile for the camera, Gloria.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You're so weird. Okay.
All right. On a serious note, I want to bring up some new ones, guys, and then we're going to get into some more deeper stuff, some stuff about consciousness that I have some theories on, and then Paul has some great stuff on the Sumerians, the Mandela effect, and all sorts of stuff. So we're going to get into all that. Let's get into some of the new ones this week, and I want to talk about Star Wars a little bit. I'm actually going to go through a bunch of them that are in Star Wars, even from the beginning of the Mandela Effect. Just this week alone, let me get my pictures ready while I'm talking here. Hang on 1 second. Sorry about that. Okay. So just this week alone, we saw three huge changes in Star Wars. Three of them. That's a lot. Star Wars already has a lot. Like, it's up there with Wizard of Oz and even, I dare say, the Statue of Liberty and the Thinker as far as changes and, more specifically, incremental changes, which we talked about last week, Gloria.
Yeah.
I think we did. Incremental changes are very interesting because that's one of the things. First, let me define what I mean by incremental changes because some people don't really know what I'm saying. Incremental changes where you go and look at something, let's say the Wizard of Oz, for example, you hear about the Scarecrow having the gun, the Mandela effect. So you do what I did and you go to check a physical copy yourself, like I did at my friend's house who had a physical copy. Sure enough, the Scarecrow had a gun and the witch didn't say "fly my pretties fly" anymore. She just said "fly, fly, fly." Totally changed from the way I grew up with it. But we watched the rest of the movie for anything big different. And that's all we caught. And then the next, several months later, it went for a little while. All of a sudden, the Tin Man has this giant plumber's wrench as big as his axe. So I go and watch the movie again at my friend's, and he has it. And he didn't have it. We were just scrutinizing the Mandela effect, looking for changes. So these are incremental changes. So that's why I say it can't be that we're jumping timelines. Because if the Mandela effect was caused from us jumping, say, this reality or this timeline or this whatever you want to call it to another, and things are slightly different or whatever people say, me and Gloria – and Paul would have to see 100% of things the same. Like, it wouldn't be different between each one of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it can't be time travel either, because there would be no incremental changes. You would come back and everything would be different. Even if we were the ones personally that time traveled, not even somebody else doing it, causing a butterfly effect. Let's say me, you, and Paul time traveled. You know what I mean? And we came back. How are we going to experience incremental changes?
Can't.
Yeah. You can't.
Nope.
So with Star Wars, we had R2-D2, which we showed last week, and we'll show again real quick, which is crazy. But then we also have the Stormtroopers, which I'm going to show, and Princess Leia. Now, everybody knows about Princess Leia and her hair, her huge hair, with like the cinnamon bun looking things on the side of her head. But now they're about twice as big in the original Star Wars, Episode 4, Star Wars: A New Hope. Look how big they are. Gloria, and your hairdresser, can you talk about how they're not tightly woven like they were?
No, that just looks so stupid. They were so small, they look like earmuffs.
Yeah, like big earmuffs, but not like this. This is like double the size, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's loose. Hers were very tight, small. Like I said, like earmuffs and everything else was tight. I don't know what that is. That's horrible.
Paul, what do you think about this? Now, Paul, I know how Paul is. Paul's about my age. I'm sure Paul has stared at Princess Leia many a time growing up.
Maybe.
Paul, do you remember this?
I said to you the other day, that looked fucked up. Hey, look, that looks like, do you know, like the Spaceballs spoof? Like, did we do it on purpose? Did we over exaggerate it?
Exactly what I said to you. I said it looks like a bad parody, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. That is awful, man. Awful. Mm-hmm. Awful. Now, I'm going to go through some other Star Wars changes after, too. But there was one that came up even before this one. These all came within a week. I don't know if they all happened, you know, at the exact same day and we noticed them over a week, or if they came a few days apart. So I don't want to make a claim that they came a few days apart. So the Stormtroopers. And I unfortunately didn't save a lot of residue on this, but it is easy to find. You can find. People sent me pictures of Halloween costumes. One girl even sent me her picture of herself in her Stormtrooper costume that she made to be authentic, but she made it like for a girl. And it doesn't look anything like what they have now. The Stormtroopers now, if you guys remember, you guys that are Star Wars fans out there, which is a lot of people, and I want to get into that too. Where are these people is my question. So they have this white utility belt. If you remember Luke Skywalker dressed like a Stormtrooper once, he had to use a little zip line thing. It was in the belt. So they have this white utility belt. That same belt or something that looks extremely similar to it is now down on their leg right above their knee like this, like it's like a garter belt or something, like they're trying to be sexy. And yeah, their two don't even match. It was never like.
You have a picture, Brian?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring them up right now.
Because it does. It looks like a garter belt.
Yeah, it looks fucking retarded.
Retarded.
It looks wicked retarded. Hang on. I got closer up once too, but it's hard to see. Watch this. Look around. Look above his right knee. Our left has this thing. No, I'll put a picture than that. Hang on. They definitely did not have this. This is a cartoon of it now. They have it here. Look at this. Look at the one regular knee and the one knee with the thing above it. Thing above the knee. Thing above the knee. Thing above the knee. Look at this. They had matching uniform. It wasn't like this. It wasn't one leg one way and one the other. Here's a good one. Look at this. Paul, come on. This is fucking retarded. This is getting ridiculous.
They're sexy. Transgender.
Yeah.
Transgender clone Stormtroopers.
Yeah, so, they're wearing garter belts.
They have to be. They have to be. That's the rules, right? Everybody in Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, right. That's right.
I forgot the one they told me the other day. Oh, they told me the other day Cindy Crawford was transgender. So is her husband, and all their kids are vice versa of what you believe them to be. So all the little boys are girls, and all the little girls are boys. It's like, why don't you just keep them all the same, and you'll have the same amount of each and go not to go through all the trouble.
Yeah, right.
What's up, Derek? Derek's in the chat. You're a little late. No, just kidding. Stop calling out the viewers. Where the fuck have you been?
Write them up. That's funny.
So, yeah, so that's three of them in Star Wars this week. And I want to talk about some of the other ones. First, I'll talk about one that everybody's going to say.
You didn't say another one.
R2-D2.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week.
Oh, didn't we? No, oh, I don't remember it.
We didn't. And, oh, shit. Well, if we didn't. This is so, guys, you guys all know about C-3PO. And, I mean, if you look at my channel, the artwork is the C-3PO with the silver leg, right? Because he never had a silver leg. It's ridiculous. Now R2-D2. And I think, excuse me if we did talk about this. I'm not sure. I thought we did.
You were on Brian's channel last night. I don't remember talking about this.
All right, let me get the screen share up. Now R2-D2 has these ridiculous brown wires on his legs. Look at this shit, dude. Paul, look at this shit. What is that shit, dude? Look at this. That's crazy. Yo, I was the biggest Star Wars fan. I have all the movies. I have three versions of each movie from the different releases and when they added CGI in or they did a Blu-ray release. Like, I have all these different versions. They're all changed, first of all, I'll tell you that. Second of all, I'm just saying it to say how big of a fan I am. And let me shut the screen sharing off for a second. Just see everybody's face. So what I want to know is with Star Wars, right? Derek said R2-D2 is on the ankle bracelet. He's a felon. He actually was at one point. Remember, they put that like tracker embedded into it. It's basically what he was. So, wow. What was I saying?
You had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Anyways, oh, so what I'm saying is, and we, excuse me, we talked about this on Brian's show last night. If you saw it, a lot of you didn't, but some of you did. So, out of all the movies of all time, now, this is. Everybody's going to have their favorites, and there's people that don't like Star Wars, there's people that do, but you can't argue the fact that it is absolutely one of the biggest movies of all time. Like, you'd have to at least say it's in the top 10, maybe not your personal, but it's in the top 10 of the biggest movies of all time. It's probably in the top 3, if not higher, of the biggest followings and the biggest fanatics of all time. They go to these events and they dress like these people. Where the hell are all these people when maybe we need to go at these, the Star Wars. Maybe we need to go to the Star Wars convention. And people will get a real kick out of that one. They'll get a real hoot. I'll be kicked out of the Flat Earth community in the day. No, maybe we need to find a way to get into these circles and contact some of these people and be like, there's people that probably – they do this weird stuff and they probably dress up like R2 and C-3PO and they have sex with each other. And there's probably all types of weird shit going on. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, where are these people to say, hey, when I put my costume on, like, you know what I mean? You show like, hey, he's been had a silver leg the whole time. No, he hasn't. And then I don't know. I don't even know how the conversation would go with them, but where are they to speak up on this? Like, hey, why does he have a silver leg now? Or my costume is gold. Because that costume probably is all gold because there's tons of residue on that one. My costume's all gold. How come when I watch Star Wars now, he has a silver leg? Where are they? It's not like they don't watch the movie. I still watch the movies. They have to still be watching it. When you look at C-3PO, Paul, and he's in the chariot in the Ewok village, That silver leg is the only thing you can see. It's staring you dead in the face.
It would be good if, like, you know what I'm saying, you personally, but you went to, like, Comic-Con and you interviewed all these Star Trek fans saying, tell me what's he, you know, what colour his leg is and all this type of thing and see what the reaction you got. That would be good.
Yeah, that's what I was joking about. So we're going to send you there because your patient's on the line. So you're going
You could even go on the internet because there's a lot of Comic-Con videos on there that you could watch.
Yeah, they got to have groups. Let's infiltrate some of those groups and not to like infiltrate and do a bad thing. Let's like infiltrate them and like let them try and see this and see what they have to say. I have a feeling it's going to go just like the talks do about the lion and the lamb with the ministers when they're approached and called.
If you think about it, well, the thing I found and you've posted on it many times about, you know, the actor who played C-3PO and they come out and actually mentioned the Mandela effect and all that different things, didn't it? Like he was aware of it and it was told.
Yeah. Oh, it looked like he was totally told what to say. His excuse was actually, oh, well, you just never noticed it was always Silva. In fact, my own stills photographer didn't notice. And one day he said to me, hey, Anthony, why do you have a Silva leg on today? And I said, it's always been that way. Yeah, I'm sure the stills photographer that's working for Lucasfilms, that's filming Star Wars, didn't notice that you had a Silva leg on until however many weeks or months into the shoot. Give me a break. Like, the shit that they say is fucking ridiculous. It's just like all the other Mandela Effect backstories. They don't make any sense. Like, when you actually read them, it's like, it's almost like such a half-assed effort to make up a bad, like, I don't understand, because they could come up, or not they, or whatever's happened, it could have a better story to back it up, and it just, the backstory that just gets completely fabricated and put in our timeline still doesn't make any sense. Like, if you actually look at it, it never makes sense, almost, right? Like, with the Looney Tunes.
No, but even
with the evidence, the website for the Looney Tunes with the double O, like the way we know it used to be, was registered before the way we're told it's always been spelled, like Music Tunes. Well, why did they register the website the other way before they registered the way it is now? You don't do that. You register the way you want your website. Then you grab the extra domains for like $2 or $3. Yeah. Sound like you, so people find it if they get lost.
But with Star Wars, like you said, was one of like the biggest movies ever. Yep. And they had McDonald's back then give out little toys of them, and they had gold legs. So why would they do that if in the movie was silver? Then why would they send out all these dolls? And Toys R Us sold all these dolls. And
I had them all, and I have residue pictures of them, like the 3PO ones. Oh my god, they're everywhere. The Kenner dolls, there was one for each movie, and each one he's got the gold leg, man. And it's like, they make these dolls pretty intricate for little dolls. They're pretty detailed. I'm pretty sure they could paint the leg silver or gold, whatever color they want. It's like they're using real gold or real silver, and they're trying to save on money by putting a silver leg on there instead of gold. They're fucking bootlegging the shit.
Yeah.
Yo, if I got a C-3PO back then and had a silver leg, I would think it was bootleg, and I'd return it.
And that's the truth, yes. Especially people that collect those things. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
And I want to bring up one. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, when you were saying that before, I was just thinking, I was like, well, you know, the Mandela hit things that a lot, like the masses would know. You know, it didn't hit like simple little things that people really wouldn't take notice of. Like, for instance, Statue of Liberty, you know, being in a different place, Star Wars. These are really big things. So whoever's doing this, which I believe is our creator, is really targeting the things that he knows would have an impact on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they still don't see it. They still
don't. They actually tell you, why is it only these little insignificant things? First of all, if something has changed from the way it's always been and your whole memory is wrong, it's not insignificant. I don't care if it's a fucking candy bar, if it's a cup of noodle soup, or it's the Statue of Liberty moving. And then people want to say insignificant. Okay. We have historical events like Black Tom appearing out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. How about, and I'll go back to this, and I'm not an expert. I'm a novice on this one, so I never really speak on this one. But I do know of a lot of the changes. Your human anatomy under your skin as you live your life every day is changing. Your bone structure has changed like overnight, and these changes keep happening incrementally.
New change, by the way, Brian.
What do you got?
Oh, I don't have a picture. I would have sent it to you. The arm, the skeleton in the arm. You'd have to look at the picture. Yeah, it's like, whoa, what the hell is that? Because we would have one big arm. That's a
well done.
Shut up, Paul. One big bone, all right, and then we had a thinner bone over here. Right? Now we have two big bones. It's no more one thin bone and one big bone that makes up the arm. It's different.
That's the beautiful thing about the Mandela effect is there are so many, if you want to call them categories. I mean, it's basically everything in our life is shifting. You can't sum it up into Bible, music, grocery store, media, brands, cars. Like, it's everything, historical events, your anatomy. Like, where does it stop? You know what I mean? Like, it's across the board with everything. But because it's like that, it gives everybody something to look into. For instance, I've never even read the Bible before, you know? So that's not my thing. but you want to talk about movies, and here we go. I'm talking and ranting on about Star Wars here, or we'll talk about, we got some music ones we're going to bring up, some new music ones with, you know, Boogie Down Productions and a few other music ones that have been mandalaed. It's really crazy. And like I said, with Star Wars, it's been really incremental, because the first one that people notice is the Darth Vader one, which we're going to talk about. And as everybody knows, or maybe you don't, the Darth Vader one doesn't affect me. And I'm sorry, like, I'm so Mandela affected. I know that's a huge one. I've seen the residue. I've seen it come out of James Earl Jones' mouth. Luke, I am your father. And when I read that part, he says, I thought, no, he's lying. I've seen him say that, you know. I've seen the Luke skit on Saturday Night Live. And I know that everybody says, Luke, I am your father. But for me, it was always, no, I am your father. But it's good for that, because that just shows how not everybody sees the same ones again, you know.
But you believe it was Luke, right? Like, you believe that we remember it being Luke, right?
I believe that for you guys it was, but not for me. I know that I'm right in my memory. I know. But I know for you guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, oh no, I don't say, oh, you guys are wrong. I'm the biggest Star Wars fan I know. I know how the Mandela effect works. I don't tell people. I don't ever approach people that way. The people that do, the negative Nancys, they can hit the road, Jack.
Nancy.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sick of that shit, you know? I'm sick of it. Like the troll last night, you know? Like, it's just, it's ridiculous, you know? Ridiculous. So other changes with Star Wars, and I'll try and wrap up Star Wars real quick. I just wanted to show the point how there's been so many. Chewie's medal and the ending of Star Wars. At the end of Star Wars, Leia on the first Star Wars, the original episode 4, they had the medal ceremony. Luke, Han, and Chewie go up. Leia's there presenting medals. She kisses Luke on the cheek, puts the medal on his neck, kisses Han on the cheek, puts the medal on his neck. Then Chewie bends way down forward because he's like 8 feet tall, however tall he is. She puts the medal around him. She don't kiss him, but then he does the Chewie roar. And then he fucking looks up at the guy. You like that?
I'm not going to say what that is.
And then he looks up at the sky, and then it goes to the outer space, and it goes to credits. And now that's totally gone. She kisses Luke and Han and gives them two a medal. She doesn't even give Chewie a medal. He doesn't bend down. He doesn't roar. The movie just goes to credits. It's almost like the Queen song just ended and going to credits at the end of We Are the Champions without saying of the world. Like, it's just, it's gone, dude. It was always there. I know it was there. It's crazy.
I remember that too, Brian. I remember that too.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the biggest movie ever, and it was a huge ending. And Chewie's been affected a few times. Chewie, to me, used to be a Wookiee. W-O-O-K-I-E. Now he's not a Wookiee with a one E. which just looks so stupid, which we would have definitely noticed. It wasn't spelled like that. It wasn't Wookiee with two E's at the end of it. I got like 10 more Mandalas to go through now. I'm done with the Star Wars, but let me take a drink. You guys want to speak or something? Jesus.
I'm saving myself for this one. I'm going to do in a minute.
Oh, no, but please expose yourself. Keep it in your pants. We don't want to see you.
Guys, I am a visual person.
Yeah, go to the site.
Don't know. No. Oh. Yeah, getting back to the Mandela. Like you said, it's not just one category. It's every single thing. It's not only, and it's the personal. It's the personal ones too. You know, the personal ones are really ramping up for some people.
Well, the personal ones are the most moving to people. Like, if people are on the fence, even if people aren't even to the fence yet, you know, they're not on the fence like James Sloan, Paul. They're not even on the fence. They have a personal one. That's like a big deal that's really hard for people to ignore. And there's been a lot of stuff where, especially with like buildings popping up out of nowhere in people's neighborhoods that like have never been there, things like that. I've talked to a lot of people that have told me that. I know that sounds crazy, but mm-hmm. I swear I've noticed that one time over here too with a laundromat that just popped up out of the middle of nowhere. Like, it was there like the next day. It wasn't even being built. And then I was told it'd been there.
Do you want to hear one that happened to me the other day? It's a really quick one.
Well, yeah. You need a quick one. Go on, Mom.
It's a quickie, babe. It's a quickie.
Quicker.
So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm a hairdresser, so I do nails too, and I have all the equipment. So I wanted to give myself a manicure, so I took out two nail clippers. I have a really small one and a really big one, right? And I go to cut Paul. I go to cut my nails with the little clipper, and I'm like, nah, this is not going to work because it's not sharp enough. I'm going to hurt myself.
So you needed the bigger one to hit the sides properly. Yeah.
So I get the big one, and I start clipping my fingernails. And as I'm clipping my fingernails, it's getting harder and harder to clip my nails. And I'm like, what's happening? Why? This was working so perfect. Brian, I look at my hand, and I'm holding the small one again. And I'm like, what just happened? I just had the big one in my hand. Small one, and I just threw it on the counter, and I was like, okay, I'm done right now. That tripped me out, because as I'm going along, it's cutting perfect, and it just stops. I'm like, wow. Yeah, changed in my hand. Shut up, Paul.
I've not said anything.
Crazy. I'm gonna open the phone lines. We're gonna keep rolling, but I'm just gonna let people know the phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in. And at some point, we are going to shut them back down for probably like the last third of the show, because Paul has some new stuff we're going to get deep into. So for that, don't think we're cutting you off if we say, hey, we got to go, and you've already been on for a few minutes. It's because we are going to do that. But right now, the phone lines are open, 978-435-0006. I wanted to throw a thought out there real quick, and then we'll get back to some of the new Mandelas, mix it up a little here. I kind of have a it's not like a groundbreaking theory or anything. I'm sure a lot of people actually think this, and they just don't think about it often. I would reckon Paul probably, you know, thinks this way. He's told me the same about some of the things with the earth and the water and stuff. Hand in hand. Like, so our consciousness, right, the way I see it, of us being on some sort of frequency and interacting with each other. We talked about the ancient trees, Paul, and the crystal trees, and that helping them be receptors or amplifiers of our consciousness, possibly. You guys following me so far, right?
Yep.
So we're connecting with the trees, not the crystal necessarily, because the tree is the thing that's alive, right? I mean, the crystal's part of it too, so it's both. But my point is, we're connecting with the trees.
Crystals are alive as well.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so we're connecting with the tree.
Even Nikola Tesla said that crystals are alive.
Okay. I wasn't sure about that. So we also have seen, I'm sure many people, maybe not in the Mandela community, but I'm sure a lot of people in the flat earth community, probably people in the Mandela community too, because it's a consciousness thing, in my opinion. If you haven't yet, make sure you check out, you guys have seen the rice and the plant experiments, Paul and Gloria, where people will isolate two versions of either or, and they will speak to it in a bad way or a positive way. And there'll be a huge difference in the way the plant will wilt to death if it's spoken to in a negative way all the time. Doesn't that kind of, maybe not prove, maybe that's a strong word, but doesn't that prove they're sort of on the same frequency or wavelength as our consciousness, and they are life? They have a consciousness of their own.
If you think about it, them experiments with Dr. Emoto, who did that with the water, you know, the snowflakes and all the any road, there is a thing called the Baxter effect. And it was on spirit science. I've talked about this, where they were telling you that plants, they put electrodes and stuff on the plants, and every time they were thinking that they're going to do plants harm, they registered a thought. So basically, you know, when all these the vegans, and I'm not against a vegan or anything like that, I'm just saying everything is alive, everything has a consciousness. There might not be the same consciousness as what we have, but everything is alive and connected. So plants know when... when a person had an ill thought about them, the plants were like freaking out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
So that's exactly what Gloria talked about last night. I even brought up the point that you just started to get into about, and I'm not talking about anybody's eating habits, and I don't mind. Gloria even said when I brought it up, she's like, man, the way you're talking about this, Brian, I feel like I can't even eat anything, because you are eating something with a consciousness.
Well, that's what you got to think about. Are we designed originally, way, way back then, to need food? Do you know what I mean? And over time, we have needed, because we've lost all these, the consciousness, our abilities, and everything's changed. Do you know what I mean? So that could be what that is. But everything is alive and connected. So, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to hurt anything, really, would you? Not a right-minded person. So to say that, oh, it's okay to eat plants and all that. But they have a consciousness. It's been proved scientifically by the Baxter effect, because it's got its own name. Also, Marcel Vogel, who did IBM and the crystals that I've talked about, he's talked about it as well, about the plants having a consciousness and are aware of the surroundings.
Well, doesn't it just make, you know, without even getting in deep into the science and looking at the experiments, which we can elaborate more on, but just thinking about it logically, like, they're growing out of the ground. I mean, they have life to it. You would think that, you know, not just humans, like, you think your dog has a consciousness and your cat and your pets and you love them and they can speak to a degree back with you and you can talk to them and they can understand things. It'd be kind of crazy to think the plants don't.
Definitely.
And when we're talking about the trees, I wanted to bring this up because I don't want people to think we're just talking, you know, like the tree is the tree and the crystal is just like in the tree. So it's picking up on us like kind of like an electrical signal type of way. But for me, it's more on a consciousness level. And I know that crystals are good for memory and that's why they're good receptors of this information and magnifying it maybe. But I think that the tree itself, we're also connecting with it and the earth. And all these plants are connected to the earth, and the earth, like we talked about before, Paul, the earth has to be alive. Yeah. It has to be.
It's constant. Yeah. It also proves what you just said, that love, hate is an actual force. It's not just, you know, a made up, you know, emotion, chemical imbalance, and what are they, obviously, affects you. It's an actual force. These experiments have proved that are an actual, not physical, but an entity or whatever you want to call it, but they're an actual force that can affect things. It's like I've said previously on other things, if you go into a room and you're in a bad mood, you start to affect other people. They start feeling withdrawn and things like that. But if you walk into a room dead happy, smiling, joking, some people, you generally, people start laughing with you, and you know what I mean? So they're actual forces that people just look down on as just affects, chemical about imbalances and stuff like that. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, you said made a lot of sense for a second. You said maybe at one time we didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, that made me think, because I'm thinking before the Bible was changed. I mean, if you read a lot of the scriptures, I mean, people back then would only eat like bread, olive oil, olives, right? Bread, olive oil, olives, and barley. So they didn't kill anything, really. I mean, so they squeezed an olive to get olive oil, but they didn't talk about eating all these different plants and stuff like that. So that's kind of weird, come to think of it.
And Gloria, when we talked, you brought up something very similar to what Paul said about the plant freaking out. Remember, can you tell everybody about the story about when the guy came back in the room after he cut a piece of the plant off and all that?
Yeah, that's basically what Paul was saying. There was an experiment where they put a plant in the room and they had a guy go in there and pull its leaves off. And they had all these little electrons on the plant to measure, you know, its frequency waves, its stuff. And they would make the guy leave the building and just get in the car or whatever. And the plant was nice and relaxed. And as soon as that guy walked back in the building, and they were like on the 10th floor or whatever it was, as soon as that man walked in the building, the plant started reacting. The plant knew that man was in the building, even though he was 10 stories down or whatever. The plant already started reacting to that person being in the building. That's crazy. That makes you not want to eat anything.
Exactly.
Back to bread and olives. I don't know.
Paul, can we address a few things in the chat? Here's a question I know you could have a good answer to. Is Derek in the chat said, someone told me water reacts to different words and things you say. And can you guys elaborate on that? I mean, obviously, that's right up what we were just talking about with the plants.
Yeah, that was just Dr. Emoto's research that he's done on what he did. I think he froze the... Go. He's gone. That means to stop. Dr. Emoto just did experiments on... he froze some water and he basically did angry things to one and love things to another, different things like that. And he reacted... The bad thing he was doing reacted and it went black and it decayed. And it's just basically showing that love and hate is an actual force.
Yeah.
And he did other experiments as well. And that's what they're experimenting now with water, because they say water holds memory.
Yeah, but you can do it. Actually, they did experiments with rice.
On the rice, yeah.
Yeah.
Other people have done it.
You know what I recommend to some people? Because, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try it. But you know, words are very powerful, and words do change the vibration of things, the structure of things.
Remember what you do when you're spelling something, you are spelling, you are telling a spell, you're using a spell. So that's basically what you're doing.
But you know what you like, a lot of people, like what I like to do sometimes, say like I'm kind of feeling down or I'm a little out of it, I'll get a cup of water and I'll turn my phone book on and I'll put on like 432 hertz pure tone, and I'll put my cup of water on that on my computer for about like 3 minutes just to absorb that frequency, and then I'll drink it. Or sometimes if I buy a bottle of water and I put it in the refrigerator, I'll write love on it and I'll put it in the refrigerator. You know, just little things like that.
Definitely. Like I said, they're good amplifiers, aren't they? So, water. They're good amplifiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and we know that water also is, you know, can pass electricity through it, and all sorts of amplification. It's also the basis for a lot of the, not the basis, but it's also a good conductor of a lot of the electromagnetism on the earth, saline in the water.
Salt in it.
Yeah, the salt and the water, the saline. That's what I'm saying. It just makes it a very, very good conductor. A lot of people don't realize that. Something that's probably not talked about enough.
And people don't realize that if they're drinking a glass of water and they set it down and they're watching television and say they're watching a horror movie, that water is picking up that frequency from those screams and stuff like that. And then you're digesting it. And it changes the water structure. It changes it when it's in your body. That's why before you drink a glass of water, just say, you know, into your cup, just say, I love you, or say good health and happiness and drink your water.
That's why they used to toast.
Yeah. You
mean, back in the days, you used to always toast, say something good before they have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people still do that. They don't do that where you are anymore, Paul.
Well, yes, in big enough parties, yeah.
But it's not the same. It's not the same as, you know, concentrating on it or writing it on the glass. Or like I said, putting it on a computer or in the house where you're playing like a 432 or a 528 hertz, you know, and you're just listening to that pure tone. So it changes it. It's a little different than just saying cheers and then you bottoms up, you know. Even when you take a bath, you could do the same thing. You know, you can get a little piece of paper and write love on it and just put it on your bathtub and fill that with water, and it will change it.
People don't realize these little things go a long way.
And these things, they wrote about these things. These things they wrote about in ancient times. We just, you know.
Oh, you know, you mean those ignorant, ancient, desert-roaming nomads that we were all taught to believe how ignorant everybody was back then? We are the epitome of ignorance.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's what they want. They want us to believe anything like this is new age, hippie, ridicule, so you don't do it.
Yeah, they want to limit our potential any way they can. Exactly. We talk about it all the time, especially mentally and spiritually. They want to limit our potential any way they can. Their biggest fear isn't us realizing that 9/11 was a hoax, or that the earth is flat even, or that the Mandela effect is real. Their biggest fear is our collective consciousness overall.
As I believe something else as well.
Big picture. What's that,
Paul? The biggest fear for me is they don't want us to know we don't need them.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's why they need to hide God.
Yeah. To hide everything.
They can't be the big dog if there's a bigger dog. You know? Well, I want to do some new some of the more new Mandelas, but I think I want to take a break real quick. We'll take a quick break, guys.
Okay. All right?
Just going to play a song or two. Everybody stick with us. And you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio, Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata. We're on The Real News Online, which is my backup channel on YouTube. And this will also be put on my main channel, Brian S. Stavely. Be sure to subscribe to both. We'll be back in like 6 or 7 minutes, guys. Just talk amongst yourselves in the chat. We'll be back.
Really understand sometimes where the terrible burden is to know some of the things that I know. To try to wake people up and impart this knowledge to them. To find out that they just have walls built in front of them. They want to be slaves.
I wish sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is a fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
ODDTV. Take a journey with me deep inside the rabbit hole. Wake up, my friends, there's some things that you have to know. Everything you ever thought you knew, it has to go. For instance, NASA is the world's largest magic show. 9/11 was a planned demolition and Sandy Hook was a scam. Come on, man, are you tripping? Constant programming being crammed in your vision. Just take a step back and examine this prison. Turn on the news and they're trying to blind you. All they ever do is tell you lies and divide you. There's nowhere you can even hide, they'll find you. Illuminati all seeing eye right behind you. Being lied to, they're attempting to control the mind that's inside you, hide you from the power that designed you. Does anybody have a problem with this? Well, I do. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof. They're lying to us about everything. How can this be? I know I'm not crazy, and yet I'm questioning my sanity. I see what the Illuminati's doing to humanity. The truth is stranger than fiction. We're living in a fantasy. What I'm witnessing is unreal. It's a one-way battle for us cattle going uphill. If we don't stand and fight now, then no one will. Our children will never know freedom. It's a done deal. The future's not looking so promising. It's the poor who go to war while the rich keep on profiting. It's us that they're slaughtering and money that they're honoring. And soon it's gonna be the new world order that they're offering. It's mind-boggling how so many don't seem aware. And if they are, it's like they really just don't even care. Our world is broken and I'm hoping it can be repaired. But we'll have to fight for it, so just be prepared. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof.
Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking.
Welcome to science class. Bob, quit writing raps in your log sheet. No one's gonna sign your ass. Okay, let's get scientific. Fossil fuels come from years and years of bio decomposition. It's really just scientific.
Why didn't all the fossils turn to oil?
Some did, some didn't. Anyway,
didn't Rockefeller pay a science off the year Geneva Convention?
Wait, what was that? You wanna come up here in front of class? What, you wanna teach? You really think you're smarter than me? No, sir. Sit down. Here's your homework on the atom bomb and the world war, how it affected us standing out. Well, I seen the footage, and I really just want some answers. How does someone film an atomic bomb and it doesn't destroy the camera? I mean, I was just...
Bro!
Bro, I'm just saying. I mean, I just... I don't know.
Fucking science, bro!
Black hole.
Okay.
Daggles.
Suck, science!
All right.
Nodules. Check.
Fucking science, bro. Welcome to history! We evolved from Neanderthals. That is no mystery!
Well, why are there no monkey fossils?
What, are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. I just
should have learned that way back in elementary.
Man, this nigga don't know what the fuck
you what? I have a diploma. Do you have a diploma? Oh, we're learning this all that. My wife is a lawyer. We both have a daughter. She's doing fine with the things that we taught her.
I'm just using the scientific method. Did we evolve from Electronica Boy or Homo erectus? And all of the fossilized footprints in the fossil records don't show a line of thrust. That's not consistent with compression.
The fuck did he just say?
Yeah, okay, smart ass. This is real knowledge. Save all the hippie shit for art class. It's really starting to bug me on this one. Gonna have to trust me on this one. I've done the studies on this one. A little rusty on this one.
I mean, why can't you just answer my question on the subject?
It's not in the fucking book. It's not up for discussion.
Science.
I fucking love science.
I fucking love science.
I love science.
Black hole, check. Zaggles, check. Nodules, check.
Fucking science, bro.
Damn, must have been the hell of them stegosaurus. It's over century burning fossil fuels. Still ain't no shortages. I ain't saying I'm Neo, but I'm nothing short of a Morpheus. Fuck, thought this was a globe. I gotta check my coordinates. You could blame my disorderly conduct on my subordinates. If it ain't no Coriolis, who's to blame for New Orleans? Why the poorest people always get extorted by corporate giants? Get a boycott, we buy it. And I find it unfortunate, yeah. Me plus you plus her plus her, that's four. Bring your worst and I'm gonna bring much more.
Yeah.
Leave your nerves, your skirt both at the door.
Add it up.
In case you know, cuz.
Fucking science, bro.
Well, Earthshine is much brighter than moonshine.
Fucking science, bro.
Dabble.
Moonshine.
Dabble.
Moonshine.
Nodules.
Moonshine.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality. Thank you for being patient. You had a little break for us. Paul, you're back, I take it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, where the hell are you? You're back, all right. Oh, stuff in your face, this day. You know, it's funny, Gloria, because I would never think this of you, but, you know, some people assumed you were taking a deuce.
No, I wasn't, you moron.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
But I will later because I'm eating broccoli.
Awesome. Broccoli and what?
Broccoli, carrots, and raisins.
Definitely should be dumping for...
What?
Should be definitely going to the toilet after the raisins.
All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
thank
cool.
you. Move on. Let's move on. I like to bring up old Mandelas sometimes. Not like too many of them, but maybe one or two per show, just because people miss them. And I miss some that you might know, even if you've known them for 8 months. You might miss some that I've known for a few months. It's let's be honest, Paul, I mean, there's so many. It's pretty fucking easy to miss some, you know?
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah. Yes. True.
Light it up like you wanted to say something. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Oh, you know what? We'll let Gloria eat. Paul.
But I'm answering you.
All right. All right. No, so it's good to,
a bit quick. Come on.
Good to bring up old ones because we all miss some, you know, and there's just no way to keep everybody can keep track of 100% of the changes that come by. So I want to bring up one this week because other people had just when I usually bring them back up, I see people talking about one that we've already covered or that we, you know, we've talked about, you know, a year or two or three years ago. And it's just like, you know, you want to tell them, oh, I'm glad I've seen this too. You don't ever want to say, oh, that's an old one. Some people have that attitude, though, right, Gloria? They'll be like, oh, well, we've already talked about that.
Yeah, and not only that, you know them when you had posted that list? I think it was the 100 of the Mandela effects. Yeah. I include them, and there were a lot of them in there I didn't even know about. And apparently people made videos of them a while ago.
Yeah, that's another reason why I say it's so important that we all get out there and we share all these, because even, you know, even if you have the time to sit there and read through all sorts of lists and check residue, there's going to be ones you miss. So let's talk about what I remember, what you remember, and I want to talk about the Duracell Bunny. So the Duracell Bunny, you guys remember the Duracell Bunny? You ever seen the Duracell Bunny, Paul?
Yeah, the Duracell one, yeah.
Yeah, he hits the drums and shit. He keeps going and going.
Someone told me about this a few weeks ago, yeah. Mini, I even know this one.
Yeah, even Paul knows this one.
So we're getting really low when I start noticing Mandela's.
I mean, we got really scraping the bottom of the
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, wow. Yeah, so the Duracell Bunny, if you guys all remember, he would just keep going and going, and he had the battery on his back. And now the battery has never been on his back. It's always been on his side. And even better, the reason the battery has always been on the back is because the battery on the back was already like copyrighted by the Energizer Bunny. And I don't even ever remember the Energizer Bunny.
Wait. So you don't remember the Energizer Bunny?
I remember the Energizer Bunny.
I just remember the Duracell one.
Oh, man. I don't remember the Duracell. I remember the Energizer battery goes on and on. That wasn't the Duracell Bunny.
Wow, I remember it the other way.
Yeah, the Duracell battery took crack. It was the other bunny.
Well, I might have it backwards.
Yeah.
What's that?
Guys, you already. Yeah, I think I did do that backwards. But I don't remember the battery ever on the side. It was always on the back.
Both of them near the back. I know definitely they're on the back. Because it used to show you going off into sunset with it on the back.
Yeah. There's an actress, her name's changed. You guys, and she's a really beautiful actress. She's really popular. Do you know her name? Do you know Selma Hayek? You know who she is? Well, her name isn't Selma. Her name isn't Selma anymore. It's Salma. There's no E anymore. It's two A's. Salma. S-A-L-M-A. Look at it. Look how stupid it looks. Google it, Paul. Wikipedia it. Whatever.
I'll have a look now. Yeah, thinking one, she the vampire film?
Yes. S-E-L-M-A. That's how it was. Now it's S-A-L-M. Yeah,
Salma with two A's.
So wrong.
I always thought it was one A and also the S-E-L.
Yeah, S-E-L-M-A is how it was. No, it's S-A-L. It's crazy, too. People say, oh, it's just a letter. Dude, it's somebody's friggin' name. And it's not just somebody's name. It's somebody that's famous and uses their name and, like, branding and all sorts of shit. How good?
You
their name?
See? You see on the screen? Selma.
Yeah, that looks retarded. Retarded. We were on Brian's show last night. I want to give a plug to Brian real quick. Guys, make sure you subscribe. Gloria, can you grab Brian's channel link and maybe throw it in the chat real quick?
I will try.
All right. So we were on Brian's show last night, and he showed a couple that he's known about that I had missed. You know, and that's how it goes. And one of them is the Will Smith movie. Will Smith is in that movie, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, Will Smith.
Well, look at the title now. It used to be Happiness, H-A-P-P-I-N-E-S-S. Now it's H-A-P-P-Y-N-E-S-S. And I saw that on Brian's show. He showed me that last night. So I want to make sure I grab a link to his channel. I can do it real quick. And I'll throw it. Oh, you got it? All right, yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe to our friend Brian. He's got a really good Mandela channel, and he's got like 23,000 people. So there's a lot of people watch the shows, and we're over there a lot. I've done a lot of shows with him, so make sure you check out his channel. So I got that from him last night, and that one's just totally crazy to me. And then one that I know Gloria wants to talk about that I don't think we talked about yet, right, Gloria? Did we talk about the Mystery Machine on our show, the Scooby-Doo?
I don't remember. I think we did.
Did we? All right. So we won't bring that up again.
I know since we talked about it, a couple of people, I think Moneybags had did a video on it too. A couple of people did a video on it after we did it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I don't know, Paul, you might not know this one. You might, because you're like my age, but it is, you know, you're way over there. But there used to be a band called Boogie Down Productions, a rap group. And they had an album in 1986 called By Any Means Necessary. And that makes sense. Any Means Necessary is a popular saying, right? You guys have heard that saying before?
Yeah.
Now the album has changed to the words All Means Necessary. And you got to see the residue for it, because they were mocking, like, I think it was Malcolm X in a pose, or Martin Luther King, one of the two, in like the pose that they do on the album cover. And then there's a whole description of why they said By Any Means Necessary, like they must have been quoting him or something. I'm going to bring up some of the residue real quick, and let me just bring up my Google. I have the link saved, so I'm just going to do a screen share. And the best, there's a thing here, talks about the best albums of 88. Like, they're not just going to name these things wrong. And I want to give credit to Lewis for this, my friend Lewis Garcia. And it's really good, because you know how, like, you try and show people the Mandela effect, Gloria? And we talked about earlier how the personal ones, sometimes they get people that are on the fence.
Oh,
do you remember that we just talked about this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sent me this, and I've been trying to show him the Mandela effect for like a year or two. And I think recently he's been starting to think about it a little more, and I know he knows some of them. And he sent me this. He's like, I think I found one. And I'm like, what is it? And he sent me this. He's like, yeah, I went looking for the song and the title of the album, or it came on the radio, whatever, and the title of the album changed. Let me show you this. Look at this. By Any Means Necessary. That's what it was.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. And then there's more, too. Watch this. I got some images to show, too. Look at they posted it as By Any Means Necessary to sell it on Amazon. But look at the title changed on the cover. Because it's the official album cover, so it changed to By All Means Necessary. But look what it's listed as, By Any Means Necessary.
Oh, it's good residue.
And then, hold on, let my pitches open up. Yeah, this is like a big classic hip-hop album. A lot of people know this. People know it's By Any Means. By All Means Necessary doesn't even make sense. I was supposed to crop that out. I can't show that somebody's names on there. But yeah, he sent a message to his friend and asked. And then when you look it up, Nathaniel sent me this when I talked to Nathaniel about it, because I told him about it. You look it up on Google, and it links you back to this. Actually links this. When you put the terms By Any Means Necessary in to Google, not as Boogie Down Productions, but just the term, it gives you this definition and actually puts this image up from their album cover. But the album cover now says By All Means Necessary.
That could be a new one, you know, and that's probably why it's easy to find residue right now. It might be a change that just happened.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Look at this. Pace Magazine, Boogie Down Productions, By Any Means Necessary. This is where it talks about. I'm going to read this. The title and album art for Boogie Down's prestigious second album is a direct reference to Malcolm X, the leader, KRS-One, copying the stance of the firebrand civil rights leader in a famed photo, albeit with updated weaponry. It's a startling image that is almost a Trojan horse for the material on the record. Unlike BDP's debut album, Criminal Minded, the rhymes on By Any Means Necessary looks for more thoughtful approaches to fight the inequality, disease, violence, and addictions crippling the African-American community. It's boastful record, sure, but also filled with messages encouraging safe sex, breaking down the multi-level horrors of the drug trade, simple pleas to stop the violence. 30 years later, blah, 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 blah. So it says it over and over in there. So that's a big one. And then Gloria, there's something we didn't talk about yet.
Okay.
And this is up. This is on you. This is your thing. Hold on. You still see my screen, right?
Are you going to surprise me? Yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah.
You want to tell everybody? You want to? When you want to, please take over the conversation here and tell everybody what the fuck this is.
Well, apparently we have things called ice waves.
Ice tsunamis.
Ice tsunamis, ice waves, ice tsunamis. I send you that video of the
I'm gonna play
rocks and turning into ice. I'm sorry, but I've never heard of that. And I think that video is from Massachusetts, I think. The one that I sent.
I've never heard of that. And why don't I just play it right now? Because people are probably like, well, I want to see this. Check this out, people. This shit is crazy. Yo. This is like as crazy as the frozen plains.
Look how it's just walking up the rocks.
Yeah, to me that looks like a chemical reaction.
To what?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's all I would say. Do you know what I mean? If you didn't tell me what it was, it was like something's in the water, you know, and then it's in and it's having a reaction type of thing. But that it does look like just ice. It turned into ice as it's coming on.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I mean, how does that even happen?
Like lifting up rocks.
Wow. What the hell?
Seen that video where they have mercury in the, and they mix it with a type of metal and then it froths and it goes hard and it shoots up? It's been on Facebook for a while. That's what that look type of effect
well, the
has.
Thing I see- It's the like thing I said to Gloria was that I wish we had a wider shot of this because I know what people would say. They would say this could just be an isolated area, and this kind of like sounds like what you're saying. If they did something to the water, but Gloria, how wide of an area and how widespread is this? Where no, could, maybe we can rule out it would be a chemical reaction, or maybe we can't.
No, this is everywhere, and it's not a chemical reaction because look at that tsunami frozen wave. That didn't even hit land yet. It just froze in midair. It's coming in as a frozen wave. And that I think was in Massachusetts. I think the thing with the rocks, I'm not sure. But you could look it up. Anybody could look it up. And it's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. It's the same thing as, what's that other thing now that they have? Oh, geez. We always had sandstorms, but now it's something else. Not only sandstorms, ice. I can't remember what it is. It's something new, something really bizarre. Sorry, guys, I don't remember. But yeah, that's not normal. I don't care what anybody says. They had one video of a guy surfing, and as he's surfing through the wave is freezing up behind him.
Silver Surfer that's type of thing.
I mean, that that's, is crazy. You know. I mean, I think we would have heard of things like this, no? I mean, people are like, you know, like that one video, people, there's more than one video about it happening in Massachusetts. I mean, they're filming it. It's happening. It's not like, you know, oh, this always happens. No. They're saying they've never seen anything like that, but apparently it happens in this reality.
This reality is a crazy place, man. This is a crazy ride we're all on right now. And I love it, though. I think it's great. I think it's exciting. And all the people that want to be negative about it, well, no shit. You know what I mean? Like, I love it. That makes people mad, too. You know, I'm not negative. I don't even think it's man-made. So, and if you do, that's cool. Like, we can have discussions.
Yeah, that wave is definitely man-made. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the Mandela effect in general.
Oh, you know, yeah. This place has a lot of cool stuff. I mean, you think about like the technology that they have in this reality compared to the technology we, you know, had. You know, I mean, now you have like, what was it, those cars in the 1935 or 1940s that had CD players in them?
The technology stuff is crazy. I'd like to do a whole show where we talk about a lot of it. We've done a show where we've brought like 10 or 15 of them up that we could think of, but we should do a a show where we really get into just a whole list of them. Even once people know, let's like list out the tech before it's time type stuff.
I have a lot.
It's crazy. Like the one of the crazy ones I think is the wireless remote controls in 1955, because I was born in 77 and we didn't have them until I was, you know, several years into my childhood. Like, and then we got them, and the remote controls we had had a wire on them. It took a while before we had wireless ones, man. They had wireless ones in 1955. I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah. What now about the jukeboxes that they had way, way, way back? I want to say like the 20s, the 30s, where
how they about automated cars back in the 20s. Now
that I don't know, we had jukeboxes growing up. We didn't have little screens and watched videos of girls dancing. We didn't have any of that. We just had, you know. But apparently they've had it. And that's another thing with the MTV thing, because a lot of people are saying MTV wasn't even around back then. And how are these people watching MTV? Because MTV for me started, I think it was the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. And this thing goes back way, 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 way back. But we should do a show on that, because I have a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Yep. I told everybody in the chat that you have a new channel as opposed to the one you had just recently. Can you please put your can you just type in the chat real quick so people can click the little tab on the right of your name and go to your channel and sub?
Well, just give us a sec. You carry on talking, like, and I'll do it.
Just go right in the chat, like, and say anything. They're asking for the link too. Just go right in the chat and say anything.
Will do.
And then, if anybody doesn't know, when you see Paul pop up in the chat, just put your cursor a little bit to the right side and you'll be able to click something and open up a thing that says go to channel and just bounce over there and sub him real quick, because he's got a new channel. Sorry, Gloria. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget that.
Yeah, so I definitely think we should definitely do a show, you know, because just like they're showing the cars, like I don't know. And like I said, in the 40s or 50, early 50s, that have cell phones in them. And yeah, that's kind of crazy. But the one that got me was the CD player, you know, and everybody was like, oh, that's a prototype. That car never made it out. But dude, if you had CD technology to make CDs, why didn't they just make them? Instead, for me, the CD came out, I think it was early 90s or maybe late 80s. So if they had this technology for 40 years prior to that, why didn't they, you know, put that on the market for people, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't seen that one yet. I'm going to have to look at it. I haven't seen it. Of course, I believe you. I just haven't seen it.
He puts the CD in there and he closes it. And I'm like, no freaking way. Are you kidding me? You know, and some people were commenting. They were like, we didn't even have radios in cars back then. You know, how is this? Yeah, we should definitely do a show on it, and I'll get all my notes on it. I have a lot.
Yeah, I would like to do a show on that.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it. And it's way past the point of people saying, oh, you just didn't hear about this stuff. Like, this stuff is just so far before when it should be around. You know what I mean? Like, we're not crazy, man.
You know what I mean? Ask your mom if she had a CD player in her car when she first met your dad.
My mom. I know when I first got a CD, it was 1991. It was the Public Enemy CD.
Yeah.
So. Apocalypse Now. And guess what? That's funny, because it was Apocalypse Now, and right now is the apocalypse, which means the Great Awakening, and we're going through it, baby, and I love it. It's a great time to be alive.
And it's not easy. It's not easy. It plays with your head. You gotta
It's not easy. I wanna choke people out on a daily basis, but hey, you know, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I just try and keep it cool. Nobody has to get the razor's edge out the helicopter over the fucking Ground Zero, you know? Derek knows what I'm talking about. He's in the chat. So, we have some new stuff this week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Thirst for Truth said something I want to address. He said, Brian, your mirror of Paul's video has a 9/11 Wikipedia link above it. I know, Truth.
Yeah, you told me about that the other day.
I brought this actually up when this – I first heard this process was going to happen, where they were going to put a Wikipedia or Encyclopedia Britannica link on people's videos that they considered disinformation against like official stories. And I'm like, oh, here we go. When I actually first got my first one, it was on a my Apollo moon hoax video radio show that I have up here that we did on in 2012, April 2012, me and Justin Cook, my old co-host who passed away, he's not with us anymore. We did a show. That was my first video to get hit with it, with an Apollo moon hoax program thing underneath it. I told some people about it. I got called a shill and I was lying and this and that, because it's only in the United States, I guess you see it. And now it's on a bunch of my videos, especially the 9/11 videos. It put it on Paul's video, I think, because when you put the video and you put it to the end, you'll notice these little icons pop up where you can click a different video, like to play next. So I put my playlists up there, and you know what? I don't even think I put my 9/11 playlist, but I think just because 9/11 videos that I have in the Dose of Reality playlist that I put on the screen at the end of Paul's video that I mirrored, it slapped it with a 9/11 disinformation warning on the bottom of it. It's ridiculous. And as you guys, if you guys don't know, I'm still censored because of 9/11 videos. That's why you're watching me here right now. My channel is Brian S. Stavely. I got up to several hundred subs, and then they just banned me from live streams for 3 months. They said it was for bullying and harassment in my 9/11/2012 video, and they never told me what I did or nothing, and they never read my appeal or nothing. It's crazy. But I'll have my regular channel back on November 14th, and then the live streams are going to go over there. Make sure all you guys are up. But yeah, we noticed that. We did notice that. I noticed that on Paul's video. Paul, remember I brought that up to you?
Yeah. I've just done it then. I've just put the link in. I didn't know think I could do it with, so I've just done it.
Oh, yeah, guys, click the link. You can see with the warning we're talking about, and that's Paul's new channel. So just click that link. Boom, there you go. So sub and just, you know, pop back. Huh. Definitely.
Some of the things we're going to talk about tonight are on the...
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that right now. I think it's time. So
big. It's big, baby. It's big.
So Paul's been looking into another angle of things. He was looking into some of the stuff to do with Sumerians and some other ancient cultures. Found some interesting things that he thinks maybe connected to the Mandela effect. And I'll just let Paul take it over from here. Paul.
Right, what it is I was supposed to be on last week, but I didn't come on. But you was going to talk about the pyramids and Egypt in general. So I had my notes ready, but what it is, I was starting to just look into what the pyramids were. And we know that they're good for absorbing harmful EMFs and things like that. But that's what I was just about to start. And then what happened was is I just put a pyramid, you know, a picture of the pyramid up. And I noticed it had 8 sides. Now in my head, it was always 4. And I'm big into Egypt and I've never seen this before. For a long time, and I thought it's got 8 sides. So when you look at the picture, it's 8 sides, not just 4. You know, every side's got 2, and it's like it's concaved in the middle. Now, what they say is that's for help people walk up. Do you know what I mean? To the top and various things, even though some of the blocks are huge, but that's what they say. Mainstream science say it is. But what is funny is from here, this is just uncanny. I typed in 8-sided. Images, you know, like because it was saying it was 8 sides. Straight away, I put 8-sided objects in, and various symbols came up. And one of the first one was like a Sumerian symbol for the Queen of Heaven. Her name is Inanun, but she's also referred to as Ishtar. Now I know Ishtar from where the church say Esther was named after. And basically evil and pagan cults and all that type of thing. So that got me, you know, interested straight away. So I just looked into it. See, Inanna's symbol is the 8-sided star. And it's crazy. I'll just read some of the notes because I had that so much on it. It was unbelievable. But 8-sided. And what made me funny was it's the 8-sided star or the rosette or an octagon. There's different types of things, but the rosette is one of the ancient symbols ever. There's things like 38,000 years old of the rosette appearing. Now, this is on my video. I've done it on my channel. You can actually read it. It's like a standalone I've done on it. So these images came into me. Where's the link? So I started looking more into Inanun or Ishtar, which various religions, they just changed the name. Now, In Annan, or I'll call her Ishtar because it's easier. Ishtar, she was a goddess, a Sumerian god. One of her symbols is a lion. Now, what's in front of the Great Pyramid Giza? It's the Sphinx. Now, a lot of people reckon that is a lion. So you've got an eight-sided star. If you look down on it and it can spread out, it's an eight-sided star. You've got the lion in front. That link straight away just, and everything just took me from there. It was just crazy. I mean, the pyramids have never been dated properly. They've took like mortar or ancient cement from the outside of the pyramids. And that could have been done any time in so many thousands of years or whatever. That could have been done any time. So they've never dated it inside. And we all know there's not much on the inside.
So basically what you're saying is that the pyramid was built
for Inanna or Ishtar.
Right.
And the Sumerian, the Sumerians, basically it was Inanna, and the Akkadians and the Babylonians called it Ishtar.
So for Inanna, right, you're saying Inanna, right? I'll call her Inanna.
She was the first. She was the queen of heaven and earth.
Right. So basically that pyramid was built for her because you could tell by the Sphinx, which was a lion at one time until they defeated it. And made it hatchet. I guess that's who it is now. Which I think Inanna's great-great-grandmother, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or King Tut's grandmother.
It's
still the bloodline. It's still the bloodline.
Yeah. I mean, it was just... I mean, you talk about like how to get from seeing eight stars to what I got was, oh, it's Inanna's star. It looks like the star. It could be the star. And then, oh, she's... Earth symbols a lion, and what's in front of the lion? And that just started. I mean, it just ran and ran and ended going to things that I've never gone to. I mean, this what takes me from here. I was thinking, was the pyramids then made for her as a temple? Now, Harley Quinn, who's in the chat, she's passed me a few videos this week of showing you old footage and drawings, you know, done by archaeologists. Of the Sphinx having an altar at its feet and different things, you know what I mean? It just goes from there. So this was built for her. There's no way around it. You don't have, why make it eight-sided from above? Do you know what I mean? Spread out like it looks like an eight-sided, and then you have the line, her symbol, laying down outside it. Now, what takes this even more interesting is, as I was saying, she's one of the first. She is the ancient Sumerian goddess of love, sensuality, fertility, procreation, and war. She's later identified by the Akkadians and the Assyrians as Ishtar, so that's how it changes. But she is also known as Astarte by the Phoenicians. She's known in the Greek gods as Aphrodite. And she's also referred to as Isis as well. So you've got it. It just goes from there and it just goes through. But what's funny is you've got Ishtar, which is in Annan, and her sign, a symbol. It's everywhere. It's even in the Vatican. Even in the square at the front, if you look down on it, it's the eight-sided star. You have it on the Vatican where they have the Alpha and the Omega symbol inside the eight-sided star. She's obviously the queen of heaven and earth. Now, if you look into the Latin converter, I always do this for words. Inanna gives you the word Manuel. Now, if you look into the word Manuel, it means the hand, the strength. And I just theorize, does this mean that we all belong to Inanna because she's the first? Now, what got me as well is Inanna's like partner, as such husband or whatever, because you can't really say in these ancient texts, was Tammuz. Now, Tammuz was the king of shepherds and lambs. And people know who go to the churches, they always refer to us as the flock, the sheep, the congregation. The crucifix is Tammuz's cross. You can easily research this. I've not made this up. So you're talking about how the Vatican and the church have stole and morphed a pagan religion into their own. And I'm telling you various other things. I mean, it even comes to the Mandela that you always go on about, you know, the lion laying with the lamb.
Yeah.
Ishtar is the lion. Tammuz is the lamb.
And you know what I think is really interesting about that, Paul, is yep. that if you really research about Anana, it says that, you know, we were talking about this before the show, that yep. she was it. She was the highest one. She was yep. it. And they didn't like the idea that a woman was in power. So they downgraded her and they made Inky more important than her. And then, I don't know, a couple of other people more important than her. And they made her in fourth place. Hence, the Bible now has the wolf instead of the lion and the lamb, which it kind of disappeared. Like, they're still downgrading her. You understand? Where they're yeah. removing her from the Bible. And I think that's what the Bible probably resented, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. I was only looking like, oh, the spiritual side of the pyramids. And then it said eight-sided. And that just threw me thinking, oh, I'm not selling Gloria's. She must know it. Is this a Mandela or something? And then as soon as I see a number, images just pop into my head. So I knew what I was seeing. I mean, you're talking like the Knights Templar. It's got eight bits. It's eight-sided cross. You've got the Order of the Dragons, which are from, what's his name? Count Dracula, but Lord Vlad the Impaler, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He had the eight-sided cross on his head. And that is where the Order of the Dragons come from. The Queen is a member of the Order of the Dragons. It snowballs. You got the Maltese cross. It snowballs.
It gets confusing for me right there, Paul, because if she was so good, and I believe that she yeah. was, then why are the bad people worshiping her? Is it to throw us, to confuse us? Why are they worshiping her? I don't understand that.
I mean, I personally believe they take anything good, morph it into us. Like, for instance, when you go to attack the, you know, the body and the blood and wine of Jesus and all that, it's like they're morphing it. They're trying to pollute your mind type of thing. They don't want you looking into these things and thinking she's good. They want you to think she's bad. And anytime you say a pagan or that, you always automatically think of devil worship. And you've been like brought up to think paganism is bad. I mean, you've only got to look into the origins of the word paganism. It just means someone living out in the countryside, not following an organized religion. And the church used that as a slander word, a bigoted word. So then from them period, if you wasn't following the church or whatever, you was a pagan. And that's how it stuck.
Well, maybe they just fear her. And that's why they, you know, have all the symbolism around them, because they fear her. And yet they make people celebrate Easter and things like that in honor of her. And we think it's for Christ, when they want us to worship her too, because maybe they fear her. Maybe they're afraid that she could end us all if she wanted to. I don't know, it's kind of weird, you know?
It is. I mean, honestly, I've got so much information. It's snowballed from, I'm connecting dots that I never knew existed. And some of it is, yeah, it's really good and interesting. Some of it's startling. It's like you're looking over your back type of thing. Do you know what I mean? Some of the stuff that I'm finding, and it all just come from a pyramid. And people think, oh, how can you make a connection? It said eight-sided. So I showed you a picture above it, and I'm looking down, and it's in my videos. And that's where it went from. And that's why a lot of the major symbols are the eight-sided star. They either call it the eight-sided star or, like I said, the rosette. And it's like, some of them look like wheels, but it's basically eight-sided. And there's some of them like 28,000 years old. So this was the main religion. And it moved across, and they just changed the names of the gods. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's like, but what got me was is the pyramid, the middle one, the Great Pyramid was built as a temple. And I'm so positive on this, because I've got the link with that and the Sphinx, which they all say is dated before the pyramids. And there's pictures on my video. It just shows you. There's even ones of the lion lying down at the side of her, like the Sphinx, like that. And you've only got to look into it. I mean, she's even known as Osiris and also Isis. Everywhere through history, you've got Inanna or Ishtar with a husband or mate, as you want to say it, and they're always also, you know, man and female, and it's always the predominant ones. You've got like Aphrodite and Adonis. These are all personifications from Inanna and Tammuz, which is it's just startling. I mean, that led us to what we're going to briefly talk about now, if you want me to go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Or did you want to say anything?
No, I want to say, is there a connection between them and Akhenaten?
Well, the Egyptian one that, well, I've not really looked into that one because he's the one that basically all strike off, isn't it?
I love Akhenaten. He's the one that went against religion and the church and the gods and all that stuff, and they killed him for it. But yeah, I'm just wondering if that's the same, like them reincarnated, like Thoth and Hermes and Apollo and all that stuff. They say is the same person. But go ahead, yeah, go.
It's just like I said, it's a lot of information, and also it confuses the hell. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? My head has been battered with all the information I've had to take on. Do you know what I mean? That's what we've just been doing. We've just been researching. We've been showing you this thing, and it's led to another thing, and it's led to another thing, and then you're forgetting where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But they all link. That's what it is. You can't say, oh, well, you got lucky with saying the eight-sided, it's Ishtar's symbol, and then, oh, there's a lion, and it's all through the church. You can see the symbols. You've only got to do a little bit of research. It didn't take me long to find it. But what was interesting is how it led us to this next bit. You know, when you're talking about the Mandela effect, the Sumerians, and we're going to talk about now, have a thing called the maze, but it's written down as M-E. I mean, how much in your face is that? M-E, Mandela effect, but it's pronounced May, is the month of May. Now, the research has done on this, and I can't go into too much detail because it'd be like a 10-hour show, but the Sumerian mythology, the Mies, I just call them Mies because it's easier, Mandela effect, and it's like a decree of the gods. It was like a power, and there's 113 of these Mies, and these are influencing cities, towns, people. They cover music, they cover the arts, it covers prosperity, everything, land, you know what I mean, geography, you name it, these Mies cover. And the gods needed these. I don't know, was it to be like a muse to people? You know, like to influence things. And then they cover anything social. It's basically saying they cover the social institutions, religious practices, technologies, behaviours, the human conditions that make civilization. So anything that was a civilization, these Mies were needed to keep prosperity. One of the gods stole these Mies from Enki. He sent demons after her. She fought him off, and for reward, he gave her more Mies. And some places said they're actual physical objects. Some of them said they're spiritual and ways to control people. But they wanted them in this place to encourage and flourish. Do you know what I mean? To make the town, you know, a better place.
Almost like a set of rules.
Like, yeah, it is. It's like a fundamental. They're called decrees of the gods. It's a foundation for anything social. So the laws. Do you know what I mean? They're not laws in a set, like the commandments as such. They're like things that influence these things.
To keep the balance.
Yeah, to keep the balance.
There you go.
I mean, I've seen the Mies called divine spheres of influence. So their influence, I mean, the covering information and memories, the affecting, as it says in all the stuff for research, they can affect your memories, influence you. Do you know what I mean? It's like the old, like, you know, in the Indiana Jones films, and you got them little crystal stones and how they influence and do their things. It's similar things. I mean, like I said, we were talking about you before the show. There was 96 Mies and 15 groups, but for reward, he gave another 17. That made 113. And what happened was, like I said, Enki, the Sumerian god, was drunk. And she took it away with the Mies. She stole them because she wanted to be prosperity. But it's like Enki, the Sumerian god. Do you know what that is a name for?
No, what?
Nike. You know your trainers?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Nike spells Enki backwards, or an anagram, whatever you call it. So they're getting it in your face. Yeah, any possible situation. A lot of things come back to this. I mean, I was talking today with Jenna and that, and she was talking about how could there be like a modem, our connection to the gods, which is, I think, is very interesting. This is how we could connect to the gods through these means, because you cannot find, I found some information, but you can't just rely on one piece of information where these listed some of the means, what they influenced and did. You need
you definitely did. You mentioned to me that there was some physical artifacts possibly related to this. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, they said from research that some of the Mii's are physical objects. Some of them are just power. I've seen some of them that say that they were crystal. They were crystal tablets. They were actually computer crystallized tablets for storing so much information on. I mean, what information was it? Do you know what I mean? I've researched a lot, and some stuff I can't say because I can't back it up yet and go too much into it because I've been told I can't. But
it's all right. It's still early. Still early. We'll come back to this topic after.
It's just weird. Yeah, I was just looking into the pyramid, and it lent me together with Jenna that these researching, it just linked. Everything was linking. I mean, how in your face could you find something called a Mii? Or a, it's pronounced May, as like M-A-Y, but it's actually written as M-E. I mean, how big could that? What could that be, the Mandela effect?
It
influences thought, memories. It's mainly in anything to do with people and civilizations, and it affects it. And this is like 3 to 7,500-year-old things talking about.
Well, to me, the Mandela effect is another theory I wanted to bring up today is maybe it's like this increment. Look at it overall. Like, say you could stand above and look upon it, like, however you could do that. It's like an incremental reset to reality. And these ancient civilizations like the Hopis, the Sumerians, the Mayans and stuff that predicted the apocalypse, you know, they probably know that this type of thing happens in cycles. So how far back are we talking the Sumerians? My guess would say, 3,000-4,000 years ago?
Yeah, I think they say it's 3,000 BCE to 7,000 BCE. It's nearly up to the 10,000, like what they say for the pre-flood. Now,
yes, so everybody knows, they predate the Egyptians and a lot of these other cultures. So, the Sumerians are like those.
That's why I said, did they build the pyramid to Ishtar Inanna, the first, the queen of God and heaven? I've got so many theories that me and, Jenna, we were talking about that. We need to look into more. But you're talking about a civilization that people are saying the pyramids were built all roughly the same time, you know, like grandfather, son and all that. But there's no proof of dating. They've just dated from the outside. That's like, how pathetic is that? And you know you can't trust carbon dating at the best of times. But they've not even measured inside. So that could have been a temple. That would have been a big stretch, just saying, it's an eight-sided star. That would have just been a big stretch, even though it looks like it from above. But to link it then to a sphinx and a lion, which is her symbol, that is her, what guards her, then that led us to God knows. I had like 20 browsers open, and everything was just flying in from different places, and we're like, wow. Do you know what I mean? It was so crazy. It was just unbelievable. And then that led us to the Mii's. And you know what I mean? I'm not saying 100% you, that's it. It just fits. You're talking about something that influences people. The gods put them in place and they were that powerful. What was on it? Do you know what I mean? Also, we say knowledge is power and different things like that. Was it knowledge? You just don't know. Was it a divine inspiration, like I've said, a muse, to influence people's thoughts.
Maybe that's where they got the Bible from. Maybe they took parts of that and, manipulated and made what we have today called the Bible, and that's why it's supernaturally changing, and it has characters in it that were never in the Bible before.
Definitely. You just have to look into it to see how they're describing it. It's the Mandela effect, the sort of things that's happening to your memory. And they all talk about cycles, how it gets more powerful in certain cycles. Mm-hmm. Now, do you know what I mean? A lot of people believe in Nibiru or whatever pronunciation. Is that coming back? Is this why it's getting stronger? Is it preparing people? Is it showing you? Is it the reality that the elites have took these things away from say, energy ley lines or whatever the place all around the earth, you know, to keep the equilibrium, the duality? And is it because they've took all these and they've took them all together? Is this what's screwing with everything? It's for things to, you know, run away. And we couldn't even find hardly any information on this. And then when we're looking into things, it just snowballs.
That's why I don't believe in Zachariah Sitchin reading the Sumerian text. I'm sorry, I don't believe him at all. I think the pyramids are a lot older than 4,000 years old. I think that Inanna was here probably 250,000 years ago, you know?
Well, I found one symbol I was telling you before, and it was a children's wheel, which is the eight-sided rosette, which is the same as the star, and that's 28,000 years old. So a child had basically an Inanna object, and that's 28,000 years old. So that just matches it to the pyramids. I mean, who are you going to believe?
Christianity wants you to believe that the earth is 5,000 years old, but it's not. Okay, because they have artifacts from thousands, 200, a million years old. But they want you to believe that, you know, we all came about 5,000 years ago and everything.
I mean, like I said, the Sumerians talk about having a great war. The Indian, is it the Vidic, like Hindu civilization talk about, there was a great war, like a nuclear war. I'm not saying it's a nuclear bomb, but I'm just saying they had a nuclear war.
With the gods.
There's that mound on, I can't remember the word. It looks like people have just been vaporized.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And so you got in all these civilizations all agreeing on there was a pre-flood, but you also got these texts telling you it was a great war. Was the flood?
Pompeii, something like that?
Yeah, it's...
City of Pompeii, isn't that a story where something happened like that? Where the people?
That was a volcano, yeah. They said it was the ash, and it was like that bunny that you keep going on, you know, and you're talking about where it froze like a mid-air type of thing. It just leads you to so many possibilities and thoughts. It's like now when I'm trying to tell it, I've got like all my information's coming overload and I'm like, what do I say? It's just from looking at a pyramid of connected. I mean, I'm not saying I'm just on my own. I couldn't find many people saying this, as we'll say, but I've just connected like from Inanna and straight through to the church. And all the symbols are there.
There was a few questions in the chat. I didn't want to interrupt you, but well, just... Real quick before I lose them, for both of you guys, for Gloria, definitely probably for you, Paul. You guys are talking about the Sphinx and Tutankhamun. And stuff. Yeah. Somebody asked, how many children did Tutankhamun have? And they put a question, and they put ME question. So maybe that's in question. What's your guy's answer without looking? I wouldn't know. Tutankhamun.
I didn't know if he had kids because he was a boy king. I mean, I know he was only young. I don't know if he had. I mean, off the top of my head, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying definitely no, but I always just pictured him as the boy king.
Gloria, what about Tutankhamun? Any kids?
Tutankhamun became king when he was 8 years old, actually, until I guess the age of 18 when they killed him. I don't know of any children.
Yeah, that's for me.
He doesn't say James. James Tiberius in the chat, so James T. Kirk. He says that, I don't know, that's he asked that question. I'll try and Google it real quick while you guys keep going. And somebody mentioned earlier when you brought up the Sphinx, Paul, that the Sphinx has been Mandela affected so many times.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you can't, what do you do? Because it's been altered so many times. It's just ridiculous and Mandela'd. And what it was, what's in its feet. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I mean, I've been into Egypt for forever, and I've never known.
Oh, they had two daughters, but they were stillborn. That's what it says.
Never heard of that. Oh, my
That's
God.
Two stillborn children in his womb, James Tiberius wrote. So that's even taking it to another level. In his tomb. Two stillborn children buried with him in his grave.
Wow. Holy cow. Never heard of that. Oh, wow.
You thought it was big, the other stuff you were telling me about what's in there. Now he's been buried with two stillborn children you never heard about.
Never. I mean, I was even listening to one two nights ago, the whole thing about him, Akhenaten, and all of it. No. Oh, my gosh. Why do you do this to me?
That's crazy, huh? Thanks, Captain. Thanks for that one.
Who said that?
Captain James T. Kirk.
I don't like you. Now he's going to get me researching all this. This is going to make me crazy, Brian. Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy. If anybody wants to call in, we'll open the lines. I really haven't had calls in a few weeks, so if you guys want to call in, here's the number. I'm going to put it in there right now. Yes. So one of the things I wanted to start the show off with, Paul, is, you know, something we've talked about before, but isn't it amazing how, again, we all go off on our own thing? And I mean, we didn't really talk about this ahead of time, me and you at all. I mean, you, Gloria, talked about it a little more, but it's just so many things and different topics we research just all seem to click together when we share our information. Sure, there's some things that don't fit and some things need to be eliminated and tossed out, and some things do click, but it's really advantageous that we have these conversations, right? I can't hear Paul.
Oh, there you go. I'm back on. It must have just switched. Yeah, like I said, I did a quick video on it the other day. I just don't see the problem in doing your own thing and then coming together, sharing them ideas and making them ideas better. Do you know what I mean? It's just, what's wrong? You're not doing no harm. I think you're actually making it better.
Of course you are.
It's not, like I said, you could be in control of an army. You don't have all one type of troop. You have different troops doing different jobs for the one cause. It's suicide to want to go in anything lopsided. You want people having different beliefs, different things. There's no harm in it. As long as you can respect, you know, to agree to disagree type of thing and just come to the one goal. It drives me nuts why people get ridiculed. I mean, I've been so heavily ridiculed.
Look at the message I got today after the troll just last night.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like, just research it. I'm not lying. Do you know what I mean? I don't post nothing I've not researched.
Well, Paul, you know what it is? People watch a lot of videos and they believe what's out there and what's being told. It's much more than that. You have to really dig deep.
You have to really have discernment. We talk about this all the time. People need a follower. They want to wait for a documentary that's flashy to come out that they like, or a YouTube channel with a bunch of subs. Well, yeah, there can definitely be some people that are legit at that level, and there can be some.
It's like that said that. Well, I've just done about on the Egypt and the pyramids. I'm not saying I'm special or nothing. I'm just saying I'm into Egypt, and I've never even heard of that pyramid could be linked to Inanna and the Sumerians or the Akkadians, because they're all around that region. It's always been Egypt did it, blah, 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 and this and this. And the more you look into it, you can see basically all history near enough is a lie. They're only telling you what they want you to tell you. I mean, once you start going into the truth movement or whatever you want to call it, you know straight away that the Bible, they met a meeting and they decided what to go in the Bible. That's one of the first things that you do research to see that Constantine changed. You know, he was seeing Christianity getting more of a foothold and he molded it with paganism.
Yeah.
You're not lying. It's easily to research, but people thinking you're attacking the faith and...
No, you got to let them know that their faith, that true Christianity has been infiltrated and usurped by this. Yeah.
And then anything they say, oh, this and this, and that they're pagan, and people think, oh, it's devil worship. It's not. I've said paganism, it just means you were living in the country and you didn't follow an organized religion. It's saying it in the title, it's organized.
Yeah.
They are doing what they want for you to follow. Not to brainwash and sense, but they want you to just follow that, and that is a tool, a mechanism to control the masses. They don't want you thinking for yourself.
Just like they make Christianity, like after a prayer, they tell you to say amen. Amen is a horrible thing to say, but yet people say it. Nobody does the research. Nobody knows the true origins and what it really means. And if they studied it, if they looked into it, researched it, they would never say that again. It means evil. Well,
I read a theory. This is going to make people mad, but I'm not saying this is what I believe. This is, you know, it's not.
He's saying it evil.
No, I don't get involved in the whole Christian discussion much, because I'm very ignorant of what's in the Bible. I can't pretend that I know, and I'm not going to start to. there's a lot of people, and I want to know what you guys think of this, because I heard it and it was interesting. There's a lot of people that think that Jesus was a creation of the Roman Catholic Church, and that God didn't want you to ever pray through anybody to get to him, and praying through Jesus is like a diversion of what God really wanted you to do. I don't know if that's true or not. I want to know your guys' opinion on that.
Do you want me to go first or you, Claudia?
Well, I'll say one thing, because I honestly, as far as them saying that Jesus said that he was, you know, the only Son of God, is bull, because he doesn't say that. You know, he tells everyone when they were angry with him or whatever, they wanted to stone him, whatever, and he turned around and said, "Why do you get mad? Haven't I said that we are all the children of God?" Not just him. He wasn't saying that he was anything special. He got mad when people wanted to worship him and follow him. He got mad. He was just a guy. He just wanted them to listen. He never made those accusations that he was the only.
I'm not saying he's responsible for it, but do
no,
you
the
think...
church is. No, religion
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you think there's an error in the way that people pray through Jesus rather than praying to God directly?
Absolutely. You could pray. If Jesus was a real person, which he probably was, he was a great person. And think of him as your brother. He's not your cell phone. He's not your communicator to get to God. God, we are all a part of God, and we can communicate with God anytime we want. He hears us, he sees us, he feels everything. We don't have to, you know, talk to Jesus to get to him. That I think religion created Jesus to be some supernatural only Son of God to come here and set everybody straight. And you have Christians waiting over 2,000 years for him to return, and he's going to save everybody. And that's not what he meant. That's not what Jesus was trying to teach. He's not going to come back. He's not coming anywhere. He told you what to do while you are here to apply all that to your life, you know, and the church manipulates it completely. Give us your paycheck or you're going to go to hell. Do this and you're going to go to hell. This is what they do. It's control.
Paul, really easy question for you. Right. Did God want people to pray directly through God, or God want people to pray through Jesus? And if not the case, is that a creation of the Roman Catholic?
I'll start off saying to me a bit back a bit, because I want to say it before I forget it. Another symbol of inanna is the dove. Now that's in the church, is the Holy Spirit. So there's just more links. Anyway, back onto that. Not attacking no one. I believe in God, a creator. I've seen his work everywhere. It's in patterns. It's in design. It's by yourself being here. So I believe in that. But I believe religion, as it said, it's organized and it's just purely for money. Do you mean? You see them, they've got gold. What, they could wipe out deficits. They could help. But you don't see it, do you? They are telling you in church, money is the root of all evil. Right, could you please give me some money to fix my roof? I mean, how hypocritical is that?
Right.
They've got billions. They got shares in, like, gun companies and God knows what, in money loans and things. It's, you were supposed to be there to serve the people, not the people to serve you. And I'm sorry, a God, a great God, wouldn't want you to do the things these people are asking him for. You know, for me personally, I'm not having an attack at the church, because I was brought up a Roman Catholic, different things, but it's just so wrong. It's just, if you want to help a person, you can help a person. And it's the case of, you've seen it now, you've seen them all walking around, gold chains, rubies. Why not just take one of them off and go and give it to a kid, a poor kid, or...
That's right.
Do you mean, they want to enclose themselves away, they want you to do whatever they... want you to do, but they're doing it themselves. I mean, the church supposedly, Jesus was supposedly made from one of the Borgias, from a little bit of research after. It could have been a proper person doing good, and they've just seen it and basically will use that as a tool. Do you know what I mean? And amalgamate and ruin everything. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, because overall, it seems that, you know, the organized religions, for the most part, that have been set up, along with what you would call organized or mainstream science or whatever, they have been completely there to discredit anything spiritual. And,
I mean, it's like we said, how many times have we talked about it, the church? Why would you have?
You're spiritual, Paul. Not to interrupt you, but I mean, anything that's truly spiritual, religious, because people get that confused. Yeah. They try and hide what's truly spiritual with religion and science.
It's like,
can church, somebody tell me, Why is there a pope and why do people worship him? Who the hell is he? Oh, he knows God the best. And if you do something wrong, he will tell you what to do and God will forgive you through him. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry.
Fuck the pope.
Are you fucking kidding me? You need this Yahoo to tell you all is forgiven? Oh, I don't think so. I'm sorry. You know what?
He defined the word false prophet. False prophet, the pope.
Son of a bitches. Oh, hell no. You have to put everything into him. And people, you see him when he's outside and people are crying because they're so, oh my God, the Pope. He's the fucking Antichrist.
Definitely. I mean, if you only have to look, research it to see that they're, I mean, whatever you say, like World War II and different things like that. I've seen some bit that one of the popes, it's died now, used to sell chemical weapons. They helped smuggle Nazi soldiers out with the Red Cross.
Yep.
It's, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's like one arm's doing this and the other's doing that. People just don't see it. Mm-hmm. They're not here for our benefit. They're just here to milk us of money. And it seems like even them old purples that we belong to them. If I don't know if you ever watched it in Santa Spinacci, he does some great stuff on it.
Yeah.
They basically have our like souls. They did a purple bull. When we are born, we belong to them. Do they own us? Type of thing. And then it goes into the birth certificates and everything like that. But it's a case of the Vatican is its own country. And then he's guarded by the Swiss. The Swiss are like, oh, God, do the banking. They're corrupt. They're Freemason. Oh, it just... If you cannot see in front of your face how bad these people are, it's unbelievable. And it's not like I feel sorry for it. It's not hard to see. Do you know what I mean?
No, it even says in the Bible, everybody fears the mark of the beast, Brian, the mark of the beast. Guess what? When we were born, we got the mark of the beast. It's called the fucking birth certificate. We're a number. That's the mark of the beast. Okay. And everybody thinks that it's something else. It's not. We're already labeled. We're numbered. That's the mark of the beast.
Collateral for them. We're collateral for them. We're
no, it's not 666. 666 does not stand for that. Do you see how brainwashed people are? Yeah. The mark of the beast. Yeah. Social security number. There you go. Now they own us.
Yeah, and it's like I said, if you
own anything, you own a house, whatever, you're paying property tax.
It's stupid because, like, you think about it, if you're a church, you would believe in a God and you would want science. So, why would you have a science division? It's crazy. Like the Jesuits and another arm, they're like, they have the Black Pope and all this, which we know, and they're the real power. And you look into the Jesuits and the link with the Knights Templar and then all these other Freemasons. And all these different types of secret societies, it just goes on and on and on. And do you know what I mean? Sometimes you do wish you never knew. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of anger. Yeah,
how far does this go?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. These small minded people, the 1% elites, the evil people, are controlling the masses. And they do that through religion.
Yeah. And you know what's really sad? I don't think that we're going to be able to make any kind of change in this world unless everybody wakes up. I don't think we can do it outside.
It's not going to be 100%, Gloria, and that will be. We get like 30 or 40%. That's such a huge number.
But we need more, Brian, because we need to change things. We need to stop the slavery. So we need to stop the 9-to-5 to go to a fucking job and then come home to pay for an apartment or a house that you're never in, to spend money and buy a car to get to that fucking job that you never get to drive.
Yeah.
This is a slave race, okay? And what, we get Sunday off? Because apparently, supposedly, that's when God stopped creating on Sunday. He took a break. Holy shit. Holy shit. And people believe this. God, the creator of everything that is and everything that ever will be, took a fucking Sunday off. There's no such thing as time. There's no such fucking
thing as
Friday. Okay. But he took Sunday off, people. Are you fucking retarded? You look at the complexity of a fucking complexity of a leaf. Okay.
Should we put like beep,
that's
beep,
how much
beep,
goes
beep.
Into that? And you telling me he took off on a Sunday?
There was a video I got past this week, and it was showing it like the origins of like, you know, Israel and all that, and it was in Africa, and there's places and named Jerusalem and different things on the map in Africa, and it all matched to the. And if you've seen a lot of it, you'll have seen them now. When you talk about, you know, when they took 40 days and nights to just do like a week walk, and it took them so long, years and years and years. And it was amazing. I don't know who passed it me. It might have been Jenna again. She passed me so much good information. It's unbelievable. It was saying all these places are in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the Israel basically wanted the whatever they want in Israel, and it all got moved up there.
There's probably some sort of hidden relic or artifact that they wanted, and that's why they moved that location up there, to seal it off and look for it.
Well, if you read the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, apparently civilization really started in Africa.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to be the creator of life. Now, I've just started another theory. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't even know this. I'll just briefly talk about it because I don't really know it. It just through these me's. And we have a separate theory that I can't say yet. But on this little bit of research, there was... Do you know when it says in, like, for Mount Meru and Eden, there was four rivers and this and this? There was a place called the Four Rivers Civilization. It was Egypt, it was Sumeria, it was Hindu, you know, in India, and it was China. And they were called the Four Ancient River Civilizations. Now, it's in the title, Four Rivers. So you've got the four major civilizations that... Well, basically life, and that's where the four masses are, and they're all in the middle, in a nice little row. You just don't see this. They don't teach this at school. And do you know what I mean? Useful things. And it is hard, because what can you say is proof? What can you say is 100%? And I just go down the thing as, if you find one piece of evidence, you cannot say for fact. You've got to find... corroborating, and you've got to get 3, 4, 5 things to make that plausible, you know. Cool. And then it just my head with so much information, it's unbelievable, all the ancient stuff. And I know I've not even touched the surface, and we're linking different things up all the time. It's brilliant. Also,
resonates, you know, what resonates with you, you know, you got to dissect it.
Yeah, and it just. Honestly, it's like, you know, when like your head gets crammed with too much information, you're getting headaches and things. It's like double that. And it's like, oh my God, what have I found now? I don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. We're just sharing information backwards and forwards. And it's like, it's just brilliant. And then,
it's another mind fuck that they change their names through history. You're looking up, what's her name? You know, Hatchet's name changed to this, and you know, they changed the name, so it feels like you're always chasing your tail. You're like, oh shit, are they talking about Anama, you know, the same person? And then you have to do the research on like Akhenaten to find out that they're talking about Thoth, to find that they're talking about Hermes. You don't know it's the same person, so you have to really look
exactly.
At
and you basically just linked Inanna or Ishtar, Tammuz. Jesus, so it's murdering Jesus, and you just go straight through, and then you got Osiris and Isis murdering Jesus, Aphrodite, Donis.
Talk about, because that was really interesting when you said about the cross belonging to Inanna's husband. Yeah. He was cursed with the symbol of the cross. I think
the crucifix. Really, and his name was Tammuz, and he was the god of shepherds and sheep and something else. Her dad, her father wanted her to marry someone else, and she wanted to marry someone else, and her dad wanted to him, and eventually did. And there's stuff like of, you know, like Jesus, you know, like and things like that. Well, she died, and he died. It's just all the same. They don't. Oops, some feedback there.
But I just think it's interesting that the cross was affiliated. We got feedback.
Yeah, it's changing, Mike.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Hang on 1 second. Don't talk for 1 second. Let me just do one thing, and it should fix the feedback. All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so is it good? So no feedback?
No, still got to see.
Really?
Let me see. Maybe it's getting better. Yeah, it's getting better. Okay, so Paul, like I was saying, like a lot of people think that the cross is something new, you know, to something, you know, that God was, that Jesus was crucified on, which Brian, you already know he wasn't. They say now it's a tree, but it goes back so much further back. Yeah, the cross.
Tammuz's cross is a crucifix.
And that's, and who is that a picture of?
Tammuz. In Anna's.
So do you think he was Jesus reincarnated? Is that like what you're kind of getting?
They've all gone through. They're just using all the same symbology. The resurrection and all that. It just all goes through. You see it even in Egyptian, everywhere. It's just all the same. I mean, on my standalone video, I've showed, here we go. See if you might not be able to see this, but it's just a picture of Smyrdian with a crucifix type cross on him. And I put this in on my standalone video. It's just, They're telling you all the Sumerians. I mean, do you know what I mean? I've looked and I can't find anything to say. Some of the, like anything in life, you have good and evil. You have good and evil gods. And it's duality. You have good and you bad in everything. And even you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just think it's interesting the way, you know, religion tells you we honor the cross because Jesus was crucified on it, which, like I said, in the Bible, no longer says he was crucified on a cross. Doesn't even say crucified, as a matter of fact. In the King James Bible, it's not in there at all. But he was hung on a tree. But people don't understand, you know, they think that whole cross thing came up because of Jesus. And it's been around for thousands of years before Jesus.
I mean, people don't even realize.
Worshiping people. Yeah. Don't know. You know, and we know by doing research, they could have been good, they could have been bad. We don't really know.
Yeah. I mean, you've got, like you said, that Mandela where he was supposed to be hung on the tree. The crucifixion, if it was crucifixion, the crosses are not like that. The Romans did them like that. So that is even the wrong way around as well. And nothing gets mentioned, nothing gets changed. People don't realize. And you basically got all these symbols in the church right in front of your face. It's even on the, like I said, the square in front of the Vatican.
Yeah.
Inside the symbol. It's everywhere. It's just crazy. And you wouldn't believe what it goes to. Knights Temple, everything.
Yeah. Or even
all these secret societies.
I love about the Vatican is that big pine cone. I mean, they're putting it right out there. Yeah.
And we know that's the pineal gland.
Come on, man. Come on.
And that's on the staff. So when you start looking at it, and then there's bits where I've not, I will apologize. I have skirted through it as a topic, but the links with the hats, the mitres, that they were, the fish hats, because there was bits in Sumerian and Akkadian, that the fishermen.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, I'll tell you another thing. You know, whenever you see the priest, he wears a lapis lazuli, gemstone, right? Yeah, the
Egyptians
wear
that.
Back to the Sumerian tax, that's what they used to wear.
Yeah. And the Egyptians did as well.
Something, huh?
The Egyptians wore it as well underneath their eyes.
Yes, it represented something, and I'm not really sure because I'm not going to, you know, I don't remember. But if you look at the Pope, he's wearing it. He's wearing it, you know, but they don't say why he's wearing it or anything like that. Nobody's ever brought it up. But if people do the research and they look at hieroglyphs, they look at all these things.
What's annoying with us is when we do research together and different things. People are calling me crazy, saying I'm a lying. No, do the research. No. It's not. I'm not making it up.
You know, it's the same things. You see the pictures. You see the glyphs of the Anunnaki. And what are they wearing? A wristband, and two around their ankles. And nobody questions that. Like, what is that for? You know what that's for? Because he's blocking out certain frequencies. He's attracting certain frequencies. He's grounding himself. When you wear copper and copper, you're grounding yourself. So negative frequency can't enter you. But people don't question these things, and it's right there. You, anybody, try wearing a
condom. Earlier, we're told to think that's all like horse shit. That's all new age shit. And like, yeah, we're
right,
go by the laws of science they give us.
I mean, and we know that yeah, all need to be. I mean, in the early times, the church were telling people don't use crystals. And when the church priests were dying, they were getting buried with the crystals. They yeah, still believed in it. They still were doing it. They just didn't want anyone else but people to give them money, their land. People don't realize, oh, the church has got all this money. They own a hell of a lot of land as well that people don't realize.
Oh, my God. The church? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the Vatican is like in London and Washington, yeah, D.C. own little district that they don't have to pay taxes and everything. It's got its own little government. It's its own little thing.
You want to know something? Like I said, with the Anunnaki was showing that they wear the copper, and they did a lot of things in copper because copper has a certain frequency to it. It's a healing. And anybody, they, you know, if you're in pain, you suffer from arthritis or whatever, you wear copper and that actually alleviates it. You want to know something? It's so fucked up, okay? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to test the theory, right? I bought a copper bracelet. It's an antique one. Beautiful copper bracelet. You put that on a compass, the compass spinning, okay? So I said, I'm going to go to Walgreens and buy one just for the hell of it. You know, it's like the medic bracelet. So, you know, wear it if you have pain, discomfort. Dude, that thing was fucking fake. It wasn't even copper. They played it off like it's copper. They sold it in Walgreens. It's supposed to help you. It's bullshit. People are wearing metal. It's not even copper. The lies, the fucking lies. People wear it and go, oh, it's a lie. It's a lie. You want to see how good copper is on your body? Buy authentic copper. Go to the fucking Home Depot and go buy yourself copper wiring. Go make yourself your own bracelet. Watch the effects it has on your body. It really does. Sometimes it can make you really hyper and sometimes, you know, calm you down.
You got one on now.
No, I got one on. No, I don't. If I went through at the same time, I'd break out. I start to scratch it.
It's like that one when I talk about crystals and all that. People don't realize when they're buying crystals and they're putting them about and they're using them that they absorb energy. So if they've been mined or took out and the person's, it's a bad time for the person. They're just transferring their negative energy with them. So you've got to, you know, basically put it out in the sun and the moon and different things to re-energize it. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you didn't really talk so many years ago, and I would sound like a new age hippie now compared to what I was thinking then, just because I've researched heavily into something. And when you're trying to help and show people, because you're not a big name, a famous name, they just call you different names and laugh at you and don't take interest. It is amazing.
Well, look at religion, Paul. Oh, if you deal with crystals and don't talk to psychics, this is the work of the devil. Oh, no, it's not.
I know.
It's not. My father made me this way. Yeah, I'm intuitive and I'm proud. I mean,
it's even that mentioned you before about the Ishtar and all that. It's like in the film, what I was on about to you was the Da Vinci Code, the imaginary line. It was called the Rose Line.
Oh, really?
It's the Rose Line, and it's there for when the first light hits Easter. So you're talking Esther and Easter again. There's the connections. Once you start looking into this stuff, you will see everything. That's what's happened. I've been looking into it. I only started looking at, what can I find something interesting about the pyramid to do Gloria's head in? And then next minute, boom, oh, it's Ishtar and Inanna. I'm like, oh, no way. I wish I never started it now.
Well, leave the Rosetta Stones. Look at the Rosetta Stones.
Exactly. And the Rosetta Stone was, I forgot the word for it. The French fella. He deciphered it using the Greek, but no one knows that the fellow deciphering it was a Freemason. And they're using what he's telling you from ever as what these words are.
So well, I'd rather believe a Freemason than believe a fucking Zacharias.
So do you know what I mean? If they want to hold the knowledge like the secret societies do, has he deciphered it and major points that you're reading, has he kept certain things back? You only have to change the odd word here and there. Do you know what I mean? And he was a Freemason. Major science breakthroughs are done by Freemasons or someone heavily linked to Freemasonry.
They definitely know a lot more than we do, that's for sure.
Definitely. I mean, they've got all the stuff in the Vatican. The Freemasons have their own special library in London, the Four Crowns, to represent the four princes of hell.
Every liar that supposedly put his foot on the moon is a Freemason.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
So you only have to see it. You've only got to go past the time, and it's just crazy. I mean, one of the old flags of Switzerland, I was talking today, it had the eagle on it for Switzerland. It's changed. This was in like the 12th, 13th century when this power soul started, and it had half an eagle, just similar to the Holy Roman Empire. And then it has St. Peter's Key. This is Switzerland. So there you got your link straight away to the Vatican from that time and why the Swiss Guard protect him, because they're all in it together. It just, it's like, no more information, please. I'm ready to explode. My head's just going to pop.
It takes you really down into a rabbit hole, and it's not easy. Because like I said, a lot of the people, their names change. You know, and it's research.
Somebody in the chat made a comment. Easter is now in the King James Bible. Was not in there before, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, Easter is now in there, yeah. The Bible, the fact that like last week on the show, Brian, when I was talking about Alyssa, I forgot the name. I mean, that's a whole new character. Apparently, he's a prophet that interacted with
Isaiah.
Yeah. Isaiah. I mean, that whole verse, that whole page that wasn't there. It's a whole story about this guy, and he just popped out of nowhere. It's like, what? Yeah. And I got, let me tell you what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for to pick up the King James Bible and see Inky's name in there, and I check it all the time. And eventually, Inky's going to be in there. I'm telling you, another Inky watch as the Onion Peel peels. It's going to show them.
It's mad. It's like, what do you make of all this information? Like, what's the end game? No one, you can't really know. You can just theorize on why. Do you know what I mean? But is it to prepare us? Do you know what I mean? It's just weird that certain people are seeing all these things. And making connections, you know, is that the purpose? It's like sometimes you think it can't be real because why have you not saw it before? Do you know what I mean? Like I said, and you have. I've been into Egypt all my life. That's just even from a young kid, I was just fascinated with the ancient Egypt and all the stuff I've learned. I've never known before. Do you know what I mean? Even in computer games, I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan. The symbology and the things I have learned in that outweigh anything I've learned from TV. It's unbelievable. You're talking toads, mentioning people I've never heard of. The Ptolemy age, it went to the Freemasons. It went to the 33, you know, 33 of them, where history says there's only 32. And then you find out there was a king missing. Like, you know, you're talking about they wiped him off the board, and that would make 33 Ptolemies. It's just crazy. It's just, and the symbology, the Freemason symbology, even in the people that make Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft, the new symbol is 666. It's just to mess about with your head type of thing.
Yeah.
And how you don't see these things are just, you feel stupid for not seeing them earlier, but because you just find them when you do.
Right in plain sight, everything, yeah. Every fiction movie, everything, it's all there. It's all in front of us. We just don't see it.
I mean, it's like, remember that one we did a few shows ago, three or four shows ago now, I was on about Mount Meru and the cardinal directions, northeast, south, and west, and things like that. I mean, I said, and the S Serpentine, and it was Draconan, went to east. Remember that? And then I found out the Order of the Dragons as I'm doing this research, and it's Draconan, the same name, and the Queen's a member, and she's supposed to be one of the most famous lizards going. It was just crazy.
Yeah, but that was actually really good, though. Paul, that was really good.
Well, and then when you remember I was talking about, like, it was the humans, the sapiens in the south, and the Nephilim, and I found the new name for the giants was that Rephaim, and you went mad at that. You're going crazy. I've never heard that before. And then I said Wendigos could be Bigfoot. But I forgot about one of the big ones, the werewolves. Do you know what I mean? That's been going through so many generations. Indians are skinwalkers and different things.
Yep.
A werewolf, and that was west. And that pointed to the Americas. It was just something that it sounds so absurd. Starts making sense, and you don't know if you're going mad, crazy, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no.
I don't think you're going crazy. I think you're onto something.
And it just fitted, you know, the cardinal directions and even the name cardinal. And you lay things, oh, why is it called cardinal? I've seen some research to say it was named from the church. Well, that's why it was called a cardinal. It was named from a cardinal at the time who wanted these directions. And you only have to look into research and think, oh, giants and all this. And I'd have told you last year, maybe 2 years ago, I'd have laughed, you know, giants, no way. I've seen it in the Bible. But I've researched it and found evidence to you know, giant trees, you name it. I mean, what's going to be next?
Well, giant people. I mean, that was kind of what obviously comes next, right? We just did a show about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We're up on 3 hours now, so we should probably wind it down. You guys got anything you want to close out with? Or anything we missed before I say close it out? I don't want you to feel like we left anything out, but we are at 3 hours. So anything missed?
I'll just tell to people, just research. And if you think you're crazy, man, I just follow your gut because you find some stuff. I mean, I found stuff this week and being in the last that, I mean, I don't say I'm special, but I've never seen anyone come up with this from the pyramid. It's just crazy. And you doubt yourself. Oh, if no one's come up with this, you must be wrong or seen something different. And you just got to run with it and go with it.
Because it resonates. Definitely.
And you know what I mean? They're going to call you crazy.
They call me crazy all the time. Should I take it?
Yeah, exactly.
Not even telling people that they're wrong about something, just for me talking about other topics I talk about that they refuse to look into and they're ignorant about. So they say it's a psyop, and that goes across all different topics. I don't even want to single out any group.
We've been talking for ages, and you've been going about the Mandela, and I wasn't into that because I was into the ancient civilizations, but you never called me. I never called you. You were showing me things. Oh, yeah, I do remember this, but I wasn't into it. And then it all linked. I'm showing you how ancient civilizations were describing Mandela effect things.
Yeah.
So you both joined together.
Yeah, and this is similar to like what we talked about with the Hopi Indians earlier and like what we talked about and Cynthia Sulassen talks about and stuff. And it, obviously the Sumerians are back even farther. So
yeah, and it's about what we said like
100 years ago. But
you know, about travel and everything and how the ancient Egyptians have appeared in the Grand Canyon. This place is named after places in Egypt and things in the Grand Canyon. And people think you're mad. The Smithsonian covered it up. And I've showed a post that I found when I mentioned the local Indians, the Hopis used to call the people the Ant people.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come out and help them. And from that, I thought, well, I swear that's an Egyptian's headdress. And I could not find something that looked like an ant until a friend was posting something totally different and just saying, how cool is this hieroglyph? And it was just an ant. It was just an ant, a person, a human with an ant helmet on like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there's a connection straight away for that. And you can't argue it was a thousands of years old Egyptian hieroglyph showing an ant person. Mm-hmm. So you can see links everywhere if you want to and you want to research. You just go in with open eyes. Don't credit anything, even how ludicrous it sounds, and just keep it. And get a notepad.
Craziest when somebody will tell you, and this person yesterday listed off about 7 different topics we've talked about. I agree with you on this, that. They were talking about 9/11, trees, everything we talked about. But when it came to me talking about flat earth, I'm just, I'm brainwashed and I'm pushing a psyop and this and this and that. And oh, it's just, it's too much, man. Same thing. I stop by inviting them to call in, then prove I'm an idiot. I won't just cuss you out or something. If you come on, we'll have a conversation. You can check my archive. Plenty of people have called in, and it goes how it goes. They usually get owned in the conversation if they try and debate it, yeah. But I'm not overly rude to anybody. Let's have the conversation. Call
what
in.
What I mean about Brian is, oh, ancient civilization, they know nothing on all this. Every civilization said it was flat. And yep. You think, oh, well, that's because they're stupid and they didn't know no better. They were building things we can't build now. So you can't have it one way. They're not so advanced to do this, but so stupid to do that. You can't have it both ways.
They all do. The Aryans, the Mayans, the Incas, the Egyptians, the Chinese.
Yep.
They all depicted, not only did they all depicted a very similar layout as well, with the firm flat Earth stuff at the center, as far as North Pole, Meru, Shambhala, whatever you want to call the stuff, you know. They all had very similar layouts. Everybody except for NASA. The Hebrews, the Incas, the Mayans. We could go on all day about it. I mean, you know. But Gloria, what about you? You got anything you want to close it out with, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say this to whoever watches this video. If you're really too lazy to do the research yourself, we'll do the research for you. But the only thing I ask is that once we do the research for you and we present, okay, our findings, don't bash us. Don't troll us. Don't put us down. If we're going to do it for you because you don't want to get off your fat fucking asses, then we're going to do it for you, okay? But appreciate it.
That drives me crazy, that does.
Huh?
That drives me crazy. And you show them research and they call you a liar. Do it yourself.
Oh, they'll call you a liar before they even show you the condensed amount of research, how you condensed it and ready made it nice and presentable. They'll bash you before they even take the hour to look at your video or whatever it is, 15 minutes, 2 hours. They won't even do it. They'll just bash your ideas. They don't even know what ideas you are. And the ideas they represent, they've never even researched. They were just told. And that goes for all sorts of topics.
Well, good for them. You know what? That's not people I want in my reality. So hopefully they all stick together. And when we do get out of this place and things start to change for us and we start to experience maybe what Atlantis used to be, then who cares what those idiots think and say? Who cares?
I'll tell you that it's Atlantis, Meru, Shambhala, the Garden of Eden, heaven, whatever you want to call it, whatever, wherever we go after this. And whether with or without any religion or what my beliefs are or anything, it doesn't matter because I know I'm getting in. I know you guys are getting in. And I would say pretty much everybody that's in the chat, from what I can see, they're all good people and we're all getting in. We're all just trying to share the truth. And not even just the truth. Like some topics, truth is a bad word. It's like we're trying to let everybody know the experience we're going through. Like it's bigger than just the word truth, I think. I think that's kind of, I don't know, because I think to say we're showing people the truth infers that there's automatically a blanketed lie over everything. And there's a lie over a lot of things, but some things like the spiritual thing, it's more than just the truth, I think. It's like a whole experience that we need to share.
Yeah, well, that's maybe you could just join us with searching for the truth.
Did I make any sense, or did I just sound like a fucking moron?
No, you made sense.
No, you sound, I agree with you, Brian. You don't sound like a moron.
And you can all do your best.
Like a moron.
Yeah, he looks like one. He's a perv. He sends me too many dirty pics.
You know, we're getting tired when
James, when that comes out. James, you call me James again?
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said Paul.
There's evidence, sir. You went James.
Oh, buddy, she didn't just call you James last week when you weren't here. She called Joe Rogan, bro. Joe Rogan. Look at you. You're Joe Rogan. What's up?
James Rogan. You know what, Brian? Shut up. Shut up.
You've only done so many shows that she doesn't know my name. That's, you know, I feel loved.
Yeah, but Brian, what comes after this? Giant people. No, you can't have giant people unless you have men with giant dicks. So exclude that.
You're talking to two of them. And on that note, we're out.
No,
everybody.
Yes, you're Brian
Stavely, Gloria Cannata, Paul Knight. We'll be back next Saturday, and I will probably have one or two My Awakening interviews in the middle of this week, hopefully. I have a couple things lined up, so be sure to stay tuned to that. Subscribe to everybody's channel. Everything's in the show description down bottom. Paul's channel, Gloria's Facebook, and my main and my backup channel. Make sure you subscribe to both, because eventually in a few weeks, we're going to be shifting all the shows back to the main channel, Brian S. Stavely. So, and you guys, of course, I'll make a video on both channels to let you guys know when that happens. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Dose of Reality Radio. Don't forget, check out my site, therealnewsonline.com. I always forget to plug it, but in case YouTube ever goes down and Facebook, whatever, I've always had my site. All my shows are archived there since 2010, all in order, all downloadable to MP3, all free. Therealnewsonline.com. Night.